usurpers, upstarts, warlocks. That is what they call us. Soon they shall know that we have become more than their peers. Soon they shall know the fury and the power of Clan Jumia. They shall know that we have inherited the night, and we shall rule it. Strand Gamers presents For House and Clan, a Dark Ages game of Vampire the Masquerade.
Alright, I think we're ready to do this.
Alright, so, what happened last week?
Marius is a dick.
No.
That's one interpretation.
My interpretation.
Savior,
interpretation.
Savior of vampire kind.
Wow. You know what happened to the last guy? I thought he was a savior.
Didn't he take over the world or something?
No.
No, got nailed to a couple pieces of wood.
Oh. Yeah.
And then took over the world.
No, some other people did it.
In his name.
So you're the
Pulp Wolfgang is what he's saying.
That's Pulp Wolfgang. That's right.
Last session we met with Bridgette. She gave back Marius' sword, and in exchange we promised to murder her child so she doesn't lose a bet.
Wait. What was that all about?
They did a trading places deal. Like, can I make this commoner noble?
And it turns out no. And
what did she blame it on?
Love.
Yes. Simon.
True love.
Simon the Squire.
We should destroy Simon.
Squimon?
This guy should destroy Simon.
Remember expressing why we were not doing that?
Yes. But in light of recent events, I think we should reevaluate the plan. And send Marius.
Then we spent the entire rest of the session working on a plan to kill Old Crow.
Which we did, effectively.
We killed Old Crow, and then Marius went all perverted. Marius fucks the dog on that one.
I don't know.
He probably could have shape-changed to a dog. There was a dog in there.
Marius diablerized, drinking the blood of a vampire till you hit the gooey center of soul, and then eating it.
How many licks did that take, anyway?
I don't know.
Just the one.
Just one, yeah. Kind of like the owl, the Tootsie Pop, just... I don't know about you guys, but I've
never
made...
The lesson to be learned there is if somebody else makes him spend all of his blood, so there's no blood for you to drink, and you've already done all of his hit points and damage to him, there really isn't anything between you and Diablery.
Yeah.
Lesson learned for Florette.
Right.
We call that a Diablery pre-frunk. Pre-funk. Pre-frunk.
Pre-frunk.
Yeah. You prepped him for me. You prepped him for me. Got him all nice.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, you slipped him the roofies.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
He just sealed the deal.
I did.
Yeah. Rape is not a joke.
Clown raping it out. That's funny.
Porky Pig raping Donald Duck.
Also funny.
Thank you, George Carlin. Now all the people who've been like, this is a great game, are going to stop listening.
That's right. That's right.
Well, no, that was kind of an expensive cost, too, to have to get rid of the child for a sword. Seemed kind of spendy to me, but...
She's also agreeing to basically support us. Endeavors of integration.
Yeah. Because I negotiated.
It's good. Good thing.
I politely told her that there's no fucking way we were doing that for a piece of steel.
That's true. Which we weren't.
It's like, I could buy him 8 new swords. What do I care about money? Tell a fucking vagrant and take his sword. Like,
turns out vagrants don't have swords.
Alright.
Well,
kill a vagrant and fashion his bones into a sword.
Okay, sure.
I think it would be a terrible sword.
Make it out of the calcium.
Sure.
Okay. Or make a serrated blade out of his teeth.
Ew.
Okay, now you're just getting creepy.
We're vampires. You ate a guy's soul.
Well, that's different.
It's true.
Oh, something we didn't get on the recorder last week. We thought of a thing that we could do with your last point that you stole from Oldcrow.
That's right. I did. I learned a language. I learned how to speak Norse, suddenly.
Nice.
But I haven't shared that with you guys, of course.
He devoured the language center of his brain. So.
Language center of his soul. His brain's in a pile of ash.
In any case.
And that's bad, because diablerie is a horrible crime, and if anyone ever finds out you did it, they will kill you and possibly the rest of us.
Or hire us, maybe. In case of Bridget.
I don't think that she would hire us specifically because of that.
Yeah, I don't think that's something we want to go spreading around, and it's definitely not information that's going to sell to Hans.
No.
So, why is...
Wait, what? You're going to sell it to Hans?
Well done.
Oh, shit.
For a nickel.
A wooden one. So why is diablerie such a crime? Why is it more of a crime than killing a vampire?
Because elder vampires have made it a crime to protect themselves from upstarts coming after them.
Exactly.
Sure, I'd say that as well, but also the whole idea of the soul not being able, that substantial thing not being able to go where they're supposed to go after death.
Nope.
Your crime is atrocious on many levels.
Yeah. And we are a bunch of monks anyways, right? So, there's that kind of aspect as well that we have to take into account.
No, you guys are masquerading as monks. Let's be really, really clear. None of you are actually monks. You're all pretending to be monks.
Yes.
Oh, since last session, I spent some XP and put another dot in all specs. So, okay. I can upgrade now.
I spent no How's XP that work? Because I'm saving to get my fourth dot in the pot.
Legit.
How's that work, your third dot in all specs?
I can read objects.
You can touch them and find out information about them.
I have you touched my sword, but you take damage.
I think I can
only if he stabs himself with it.
No, because it's warded, remember?
That wears off.
Oh, right.
No,
it doesn't. After a year and a day.
That's fantastic. Why didn't we do that, like, day three?
Jesus. I don't know. This is that all this.
We're terrible.
Mara's your character sheet that I have to be accurate about who you are now. I don't think Wolfgang's changed at all, but...
I don't think so.
Will, can you double check? And you've already updated yours. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's good. The only thing that changed is I put a dot in all specs.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks all fine.
And I've got 5 unspent XP. And when I get
10 can you
more,
guys check your rituals on the... Well, zero. Bill, can you check your rituals on the back?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying you got way better things to do with your time.
Uh-huh.
You've made that clear.
Defense of the Sacred Haven. I picked up months ago.
Yep.
So if I wanted to pick up some herd, what would that cost me? How does that work?
I thought you said you'd roleplay through it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Cost you wasting all of our time with your bullshit personal stuff. As opposed to listening to me. And all
you didn't get this from the store next door, did you?
Nope, not. Maybe.
Maybe what that plan shows up in a minute. I'm going to be off on
green. Augmenting my resources. Probably through gambling.
Okay.
Since I can read auras, and hopefully shortly read people's minds.
So.
Wow.
We'll put that aside for a moment. Because, at the end of last session, you were all told it was time to go back to the Chantry so you guys could figure out what the hell to do with Captain Diablerie over here.
Captain His name is Marius.
With our powers combined.
Captain Marius Diablerie.
So I'll be Heart, right? And you'll be...
Because you are what you
You'll need. Be you'll be fired.
Ah, I see what you did there.
That's right.
And knowledge is power. When knowledge means souls. In any case. You guys head back to the Chantry that night. You are all told to remain at the Chantry for the time being. You are not to be leaving the grounds. And Marius is specifically not to leave his room.
Yes. Marius has been a naughty boy.
Might get some spankings.
Does Marius make an attempt to leave his room that night?
Nope.
Okay. Does Marius make any attempt to leave that room over the next 5 days?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, are we all confined for 5 days?
He's confined to his room for 5 days. You two are confined to the chantry for 5 days.
No, fuck that.
Yeah?
Yeah, fuck that. I got shit to do. I've got a cult to run. I can't take a vacation.
That was the other thing that happened last session that we didn't sum up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Muldoon lied up. Killing a bear. And then that asshole drinking bear soul. Out of the bear penis.
I thought it was crow soul.
Whatever. Penis bear crow. Involved.
So I made up some bullshit about there being a proxy war of angels and demons on Earth. And have told him that he's on the side of the angels. And all he needs to do is everything I say forever.
Seems like a low price.
How do you take it?
He's good. He's fine. He's already my bitch. He's like a fucking addict for my blood, so I could have told him my dick shoots rainbows and he'd be fine.
Seems like the kind of thing a tribune should be able to look
at. He might have asked to see. No, there's a different plan for that. So.
Rainbow fight.
I want to be that.
We'll talk. You guys run these characters into the ground.
Okay.
We're working on it. We're working on it. We're just taking our time.
You'll get no, you're not.
Sure,
we're working. This is session six. You've already committed the most heinous sin in vampire kind.
Oh, yeah, we are running kind of behind. That's right.
This is true. This is kind of a long-lived game for us.
I know. I was so proud of you guys up until last week.
Now you're just proud of Nick and I?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
There can be only one. It's going to be you.
Probably.
Speaking of which, what does Piers get up to and when does he decide to bug out of the chantry?
Oh, day three, I think, is
as much as he'll last.
That's strong reservation.
God power.
Does Piers make any effort to hide the fact that he's leaving?
Yeah, he'll try to sneak out.
Okay. Why don't you give me a dex stealth?
Sweet. What's my dip?
Six.
That's a zero.
Okay.
Sneaky.
I have a dex of two and a stealth of zero.
Nice.
My method of stealth is talking my way out of it after I've been caught.
Right.
Speaking of which, Pierce heads off to go run his cult.
Mm-hmm.
Shake babies and kiss hands and whatever else he does.
Mm-hmm.
There's a knock. Well, Wolfgang's probably up in the library. He's
like you do.
Sequestered to the chantry, just like every other night.
Right. Oh no, punish me some more.
Yeah.
There's internet in my room.
You are interrupted by Marcus. Who sits down across from you, taking nervously. The master is away this evening.
Yes.
Piers is also away this evening.
Yes.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Where's the master?
Speaking to, foolishly make sure the room is empty, not that any of the monks ever come up here. Speaking to the prince, as far as I understand.
Do you know what else?
You are boned, sir.
Yes. The issue.
I see. When did Piers leave?
10 minutes ago.
Very well. Goes back to reading his book.
He gets up and leaves. You don't get the impression he was expecting you to, like, dash down the hall.
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, wait.
He'll stop.
Leave a note for the master. You can write, can't you?
When you say leave a note for the master, there's a momentary fluttering across his face. Give me a perception empathy.
as ready as a litter.
I can't read!
What's the diff?
Six.
Dos.
You can't get a read on what it is, but he reacts.
Okay.
To leave a note for the master.
Okay. You can write, can't you?
Of course.
Very good.
Well, nod and walk downstairs.
I go back to studying original 2B.
Sure, yeah.
Pick one lane.
Anything else you guys are getting up to in those next few days?
After I get away with it the first time, I'm going to keep sneaking out every night.
I think I'm going to take the time to report in myself.
We've already talked about what's happening there. But yes, indeed. When Piers comes back in, just before dawn, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes in, Marcus is sitting on his bed in his room with his hands folded in his lap.
Marcus, my friend, get the fuck out.
Would that I could, sir. I'm here on orders.
And whose orders are those?
Regent Andretti's.
And those orders would be?
I suspect Regent Andretti would prefer you not to leave the confines of the Chantry until he gives you direct permission to do so, as he gave you a direct order not to.
Yes, that was made clear to me when when Marius committed the gravest sin our kind is capable of, that we were to be confined to the Chantry.
Yes.
Is that it?
And then you left.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do that anymore.
Okay, noted.
Please. He looks very desperate. Slowly gets up, nodding. Please. Please. With a final please.
Are you going to beg?
He will leave and close the door behind him.
I'm immediately going to Andretti's room.
You open the door, and Marcus is slowly walking towards Andretti's room, wringing his hands.
Just walk with him.
Okay. I'll give you kind of a funny look, but continue walking. Knock on the door. He's bidden. Entry. Andretti is sitting on the edge of his bed with that horrible bird-like abomination that he's fashioned, sitting in the palm of his hand, and he's saying something to it. You walk in. It cranes its head all the way around, its empty little bird skull staring at you. And it squawks loudly. He hushes it and sets it down on the bed. It clambers down the other side and disappears underneath the bed. Yes?
Why did you have your pet invade my personal space and then beg me not to leave the grounds?
Andretti's eyes slowly roll over to Marcus, who shrinks next to you. Beg, did he?
There were many uses of the word please, and a bit of groveling. It was most distasteful.
Why do you suppose I asked you to remain on the grounds?
I assume that you have lost faith in your apprentices, given the recent actions of our most junior member.
Not at all, Prentice. I find that assumption troubling.
I could think of no other reason why I was being imprisoned for the crime of another.
He nods. It's because you're a short-sighted contrarian, and it's time you grew up a little bit. You're being protected, apprentice. One of our number has broken two laws in a single action. The course of resolution I am undertaking involves the Prince of the City knowing that at least one of these laws was broken. Depending on her reaction, that will guide our reaction to the situation. But if you were out and about on your own, you can be intercepted by, for example, the Sheriff, Paul, who may gut you and bring you back to the prince and hang you as a trophy in her room.
I have committed no crime.
You are a member of this house, and we are in probation here. Don't talk to me about justice. You and I both know that's a foolish conversation to have among our kind.
You know what I think is foolish? When one of our kind breaks two of the greatest laws of all of our kind, and then you go tell people. A wanderer goes missing. People would not miss him for years or decades.
This plan can still be used. I intend to see it through.
I have matters to attend to in the city that I care more about than being protected from phantom threats for the crimes of others.
They can wait.
I was not asking a question. I was telling you.
And I am giving you an order, child. Do I have to restrain you to your room?
No.
Are you certain?
I am positive.
Will you be leaving?
Yes.
This is awesome.
Rest well, apprentice.
Good day. I leave.
Okay. Where do you go?
Well, it's almost dawn, right?
Yeah.
I go back to my room, but I pile up all of my furniture in front of the door.
Sure.
Nice.
Lock it, bar it, do whatever I can. Wish that I had learned some sort of ritual to protect my haven.
If only something like that existed!
I have a quick question. Is blood being delivered to my room or anything?
Not as of day three. So 3 days in, you're three blood down.
Okay.
Well, so we haven't reclaimed any blood from the fight, right?
There's blood in... Like, you guys can feed from the monks. There are a short supply of the monks who have been so dominated that they are very complacent.
Okay.
A small enough group that you can feed one per night without a problem. So it's hard to reclaim a lot of blood, but you can subsist.
Okay.
And I will assume that Piers is up three more blood points because he got out into town once.
Sure. I didn't spend any blood.
Oh, well, never mind. All right, you stood in the back.
I spent a fuckload of blood.
I don't spend any blood ever.
Right.
I wake up.
Yeah, you do. You should have took a drink from Old Crow, too.
He couldn't. You took it all.
Oh, that's right. What was the mechanics on healing for ag damage again?
Five blood and willpower.
Sure, I'll get rid of one. And will?
Yep. Don't worry about the will, because you're going to regain it after resting anyway.
Okay.
That same evening, as this final hour before dawn stretches ever thinner, there is a knock on Wolfgang's door.
Yes?
Andretti lets himself in.
I stand up.
Limping into your room, cane in hand.
Regent, you could have sent for me. I'd have come to your chambers.
I don't wish to have this conversation in front of the help.
Yes?
Peter is going to continue to excuse himself.
Of course,
my orders.
You expected nothing less.
I have very real concerns about his well-being.
Short of someone killing him, I'm not certain that he will recognize the danger.
Do you have any belief that he could handle himself in a confrontation?
None at all.
But you do not believe restraint is specifically warranted?
I believe that if we restrained Piers, he would do nothing but resent it. And his animosity is too strong of a word. His agitation at being a member of this house would only grow.
Is he a liability that needs to be written off then?
He has uses.
I'm aware.
I chose him.
I would not write him off. But he may become more trouble than he's worth.
How capable are you of bending wills?
I have not studied it very much.
No, I suppose not.
I've been following the path of blood as instructed.
As well you should be.
I could alter my studies.
Not at all. Continue on as you are. Rest well.
Yes, Bridget.
He limps out of the room.
Wolfgang is very disturbed. He's not entirely certain what just happened.
Yeah. The sun goes down next evening. After he moves all his furniture out of the way, there's nothing barring Piers from continuing to leave.
I peace out.
Marcus begins escorting you to the edge. Each night subsequent, he begins escorting you to the edge of the grounds, quietly walking alongside you. Doesn't lay a hand on you, doesn't say a word.
I will walk all the way to the edge of the grounds and then push him over the line.
Okay.
There, now we have both sneaked out.
How very clever, sir.
Marcus, have I ever told you that you were obnoxious?
Only as many times as I told you that you were entirely undeserving of the gifts presented to you.
Charming. I do not require nor desire your escort.
Oh, please, sir, don't make any mistake that this has anything to do with my absolute devotion to making sure that you don't stumble on any tree roots on the way out. I'm following orders. So I don't care.
Cowards follow orders.
Cowards live.
So I'm gonna kill him right now. Just pump all my blood into strength and pop his head off.
You could do that.
But instead I'll leave.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you feel it is warranted to make a frenzy check?
Tell me more.
So, you're a vampire. You have within you this raging beast that wants nothing but nothing more than to feed and be free and hunt and sleep during the day and be left alone. It is the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. When it doesn't get what it wants, when you are embarrassed, when you are talked down to by others, when you are put in dangerous situations, when you are afraid for your life, in those situations it rears itself up and tries to take control of you. It is not a separate creature, it is just your base instincts.
Right.
Does Piers legitimately want to rip this man's head off? Like, forget about what his logical mind says about what may or may not happen afterwards.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's, like, nothing Piers hates more than being restricted.
Sure.
And this guy is the living embodiment of it, and he's being a dick about it. So.
Okay. Can you make me a self-control check? What is your humanity?
My humanity is 6.
Okay. Self-control. Difficulty of 5.
4 successes.
Okay. You walk away. You tamp your beast back down into place. Much as it flares up inside of you wanting to rip this man apart.
He got lucky.
You have a self-control of 4?
I do.
That's... Well done, sir.
I had to put it somewhere, and it definitely wasn't going into conscience.
Or courage.
My courage is 4, too.
Oh, like, right.
Yeah, I had to do something with all the points I didn't put into conscience.
Right. You don't have one of those. Because those are for chumps.
Or for guys that live.
Maybe. Alright. So off you head to go do your evening's work. Are you setting Muldoon to do anything specific?
Thinking about setting to killing Marcus. But Marcus? Marcus, not Marius.
Oh, okay.
Although sending him after Marius would solve one problem. I don't know which problem, but...
This evening I'm going to try to find myself a private place to sleep that isn't in the Abbey.
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Cave, maybe rent a room in the Pig and Whistle if I can be ensured that no one will disturb me during the day.
So explain to me how you are going about doing this. You're just like walking up to the innkeeper being like, do you have a lightproof room that I can sleep in all day without anybody knocking? How does Pierce sell this?
I'll go back to the cave where we killed Old Crow.
Sure.
I can go deep inside, light won't get there, and there's already a ward keyed to me.
No. Remember, when you guys left, he scuffed the ward as you guys walked out?
Oh. Well, shit. Oh, well. I find myself a deep cave and go to sleep.
Morning
comes. Go sleep with Hans.
Go snuggle.
Yeah, go snuggle with Hans and Silvermine.
You guys were not going... The cave where you killed Old Crow was not Hans.
No, I know.
Yes, of course. I'm saying you should go to Silvermine and sleep with Hans.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, actually.
Okay. Soft and silky.
Yeah. Pierce probably doesn't have any actual business to do tonight.
They told him not to leave the house, so fuck them. He's leaving the house.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Okay.
Having been a teenager.
He's going to walk out and go sleep in the woods just outside the Abbey.
Can't tell me what to do. No one's my boss but me. No one's my boss but me. Then you cry yourself to sleep, smudging your mascara.
There is also the haven from Old Crow, remember? You know that's location.
No, that comes for free.
We found out where Old Crow was, so like the areas of deadness or whatever. Maybe Old Crow's got a place to stay.
Yeah, but I can't sink into the ground to sleep.
Who says that's what he does? We don't know. We haven't been.
Somebody said that's exactly what he does.
Regardless, the woods are not where I want to be.
Yeah, there's Gangrel in those woods, remember?
Yeah. They will fuck you up.
And then fall on your fangs and be Diablerized.
It's the weirdest thing off. It's just right on my knife.
It's just a love tap.
So, you're walking yourself back to that cave.
Uh-huh.
Taking a nap.
Yep.
All right. What is your human?
6.
Okay. Cool. You'll wake up the next evening.
Okay.
And, is there anything you are planning on getting up to other than I don't have to go back to the chantry?
I will try to make some money.
Okay.
Via gambling and cheating via aura reading.
Sure.
I mean, I don't care if we play that out, but that's just something he's getting up to try to increase his liquid assets.
Sure. As you are walking out of the cave. This cave is set back into a hillside. There's your kind of traditional slanted wood-beam mine entrance set into this hill that runs down at like a 45-degree angle and then branches off into all the network of the caves. Inside of there, there's this defunct tin mine or whatever it was. As you walk out, behind you and above you, there is... but before I ask that, how quickly do you get up to go about your business? Like, the sun goes down, you wake up, Do you immediately just jam it the hell out of that cave? Do you spend some time in there getting your wig on right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll wake up and I get myself ready and I stroll out. I'm in no particular hurry.
Okay, cool. But never you mind. You walk out, get yourself ready. You walk out, you start heading into town towards the Pig and Whistle to go try and make some money.
Okay.
Gambling. On the road towards the Pig and Whistle, a fairly dusky-skinned man with hair that looks like at one point it saw way too much sun. It's kind of started to bleach out a little bit. But you think he might have some Spanish in him, or possibly some Middle Eastern descent to him, but certainly not full-blooded. Comes walking directly up to you, kind of into your path. Good evening.
Hello.
And he leans in. I was following the road. The road said you might be interesting. Are you interesting?
I'm going to order this guy.
Sure.
There's some shit going down.
Sure.
So, what is it?
Perception, empathy, difficulty 8.
Perception, empathy. Well, that is many difficulties.
It's not quite all the difficulties.
I will drop a willpower into it.
Yes.
So 2 successes.
Okay. You get the shade of his aura and the primary emotion. He's dead.
Okay.
And his primary emotion is curiosity.
Can I tell if he's a vampire or some other?
Oh, he's dead. He's a vampire.
Okay.
You're used to seeing vampire auras. Used to enough.
I don't know. He could be a fucking ghost. I don't know World of Darkness.
You've never run into a ghost. But you've been able to aura read for a while now. So.
Ghosts are bullshit.
No such thing as ghosts.
Where do you hail from, friend?
Mohas.
What brings you here?
Diplomatic treaties. You know how they go. Do you know how they go?
Does Piers remember the reference of Mohas?
No.
Okay. You don't as a player?
I don't. So I'm assuming Piers doesn't either.
Okay. Legit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this guy is La Sombra. That's my assumption, and it is Piers' assumption as well.
Okay.
I am not deeply ingrained in the politics here.
There's some awkwardness. Princes in disagreement and power struggles and vast sums of money. You know how it goes.
Wait, is this something to do with the prince's child who met with an accident?
Yeah. Accident. It's an awkward situation. It does have something to do with that, and then from what I hear, a fairly farcical declaration afterwards about what will and won't be done to individuals of a certain family. In any case, I'm here to try and smooth things over.
Individuals of your family?
Oh, no. They're respecting that, so they sent me instead.
Understood. I have no dog in that fight.
You and me both. Well, except for the dogs that are paying me, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, there's dog money, yes.
You get it. What was your name, pal?
That's what they get for playing poker.
They call me Pierce.
Pierce, it's a pleasure to meet you, Pierce. I'm the Turk.
Did your mother give you that name?
No, my father.
Okay. Well, if you are ever in need of friends, we... my family stays at the Abbey. You may have heard of us.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my. The road was so right. He claps his hands together. Well, Piers, whose family stays at the Abbey, it has been a right honor to meet you. And if I'm in need of friends, might I call upon your family at your Abbey?
Certainly. You may wish to call ahead.
Of course. It would be rude to do otherwise.
Yes. Well, a pleasure to meet you, Mr. the Turk.
And a pleasure to meet you, Piers. He stands there smiling.
Incredibly awkward. Did you need directions?
Follow the road.
Okay. I start also following the road into town.
Well, no, he was walking the opposite direction.
Okay.
He was walking towards you. You're in town at this point. You're just
right.
Not at the Pig and Whistle yet.
Okay.
So you've met upon the road. You need to move past him to get to the Pig and Whistle, and he's not moving.
I take a step to the left and pass.
He continues to smile, rotates, and continues to watch you as you go, but just stands there in the road, hands clasped behind his back, friendly smile on his face, until you turn the corner.
After I turn the corner, I'll feed back.
You see him walking down the road the other way.
Okay.
Backwards. Smile.
He's not actually walking. He's just gliding in place backwards, staring at you. Oh, they left a floater. Yep, off he goes.
Okay. Whatever. He knows what he's doing.
Does he?
I don't know. Don't care. They can all kill each other.
All right, yeah, you make your way in, you start making money.
Okay.
Grifting fools. You could do this fairly well before you could know what they were feeling.
Yeah.
And in fact, you find it in cases is just as easy to just read the emotion off of their face as it is to try and read their auras, but, you know, whatever.
Just wait until I can read their minds.
I know, right?
Damn, that's right. Suddenly he's got all the money in Colmar.
It's all the gambling money.
I think at that point you can probably stretch out from gambling type of things.
Yeah.
All right, we'll skip ahead a couple of days. That's the only item of note that really occurs.
Okay.
On the fifth night, that would be Friday, July 25th, for those of you.
So two more nights.
Yes.
Okay.
For those of you keeping track. Andretti will call you all to the upstairs library. We'll have the ghouls come by and grab all three of you.
Two more blood.
No, I'm feeding on monks because I get to leave my room.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the only one who's
faster. You get willpower every night.
Every night.
Okay.
Yeah, we said we'd revisit that if it started getting a little ridiculous. It hasn't gotten ridiculous yet. So. Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys are all called upstairs on that fifth night.
Yep.
It's very early in the evening when you get the invitation.
I'm sure that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, Marcus knocks on your door and specifically says to Piers, whatever else you might have planned for this evening, your presence has been requested at a small gathering in 25 minutes upstairs.
I will be there.
I'm relieved to hear it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And he leaves. Upstairs, when the three of you arrive, are you guys doing anything weird walking up here?
I kill Marcus on the way.
Okay. I said anything weird.
No, that's not too weird.
He kills Marcus with a chopstick.
Whoa! I guessed where I put it.
Oh, I guessed where you put it.
In his foot.
That's right.
Yeah, in the foot.
Killed him right in the foot with a chopstick.
In the library.
Thank you. Thank you.
Piers in the library.
With a chopstick. Alright, so the three of you make your way up to the library. Andretti has rearranged the furniture a little bit and has three chairs kind of arrayed out in front of one of the tables, which has been scooted in the middle of the room like a desk.
Okay.
And has a fairly familiar brass and gold inlaid chalice
right.
sitting on the table.
Right.
One of the chairs is set forward, the other two are set back as the three of you walk up. He says, Marius, and gestures to the center chair.
Marius nods and sits in the center chair.
Gentlemen, he gestures to the other two chairs.
That's it.
We have matters of internal politics and matters of external politics to discuss. First, internal policy. Marius, you will fill this chalice with your blood. And he pushes a knife onto the table.
Marius cuts himself open. bleeds a point of blood into it.
It's more than a point.
How many?
It's a quart. How many pints in a quart? I've got the internet. I think you're right.
Four.
You realize this cup is a figment of your imagination. You determined the size in a measurement you don't understand.
I know how much the ritual requires. The ritual requires a quart. So screw you! Yes, I made up a thing in the Pretendia Time game that we're playing, Nick. Oh, no!
Oh, this is just getting out of hand. this isn't working.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Get in the world.
That's more realistic.
My problem isn't realism. My problem is that he is stopping to look up the thing he made up.
Well, what I'm trying to do is make sure, because I've been starving this guy with blood, I want to make sure he doesn't just frenzy right here.
That'd be awesome.
How much blood are you down to?
I am down to 8.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Alright, so you bleed those 2 pints into the cup, and people at home are laughing because I don't remember basic, none of us, in fact, remember basic elementary school.
Except for me.
You said 3.
I said 2.
You said 4.
No, I said 2. Maybe 4, but I'm pretty sure
it's 2. Only this week recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. And next week I'm gonna be like in your fucking face.
42.
For those of you at home, Bill made the "I throw your computer out of the room and therefore I win" motion. Which was pretty epic.
Sorry, also fuck you.
Alright, you bleed your 2 points into the cup.
And then just hold it.
You may set it down.
Marius just sits there and watches Andretti.
By declaration of Lord Celestine for violation of clan authority and edict and gross ignorance of proper decorum in a city held by another prince, you are to be bound further to the will of the council so that it is more difficult for you to stray.
I see. I accept this.
Oh, very good. He waves a hand casually over the chalice and begins to mutter. The chalice begins to glow, and the glow begins to fade. And he pushes it forward. Drink deeply.
He drinks the entire cup.
All right, you get your 2 points back. Only they're not your 2 points. Point of fact, you actually get 4 points of blood back. It's the same quantity of fluid, it's just way more potent than it was before.
Even better.
And mark down somewhere on your sheet, 2 points bound to the council. Oh, shit. So, stepping out of character for a moment, mechanically, for your information, the way that is going to work.
Yeah.
It sounds so exciting.
No, not really.
Is...
I'm excited.
The council, not you. The council.
Right? No, I know.
Okay.
But I'm a step closer to the council than you are, so...
2 steps, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
From here on out, until such point as your blood bond to the council fades, which is a difficult thing to achieve, but certainly not impossible in theory, any time you ignore or act against a direct order from a superior within the chain, not someone, and I need to be clear here, not someone that you specifically see as a superior, or not someone that you have loyalty to as a leader, but someone who outranks you in the Tremere pyramid. So anyone, because you're a Circle One apprentice.
These two fuckers.
And the regent. And anyone else you meet that's more than a Circle One apprentice.
How do Marcus and Chris cross?
They're below him.
Okay. There's someone below you. They have a cushion.
Yeah, how nice. Well, I can just keep rolling
There's
it downhill.
There's further down you can go.
Yeah, I can roll it downhill.
Not to them. No. They don't belong to you. You can get your own ghouls and roll it downhill to them.
I'm going to have to do that.
But anyway.
Okay, you order him to walk up the stairs. I will at the same time order him to walk down the stairs.
It will be a difficulty 8 self-control check to fight against the urge to follow those orders.
Okay.
because obedience has now been writ specifically into your soul. You filthy Diabolists.
Sure. And what does my character know about removing these bonds?
You have not
fuck all.
Heard of any way to remove...
Well, with the blood bond, I know it...
So, in theory, a normal blood bond fades over time. You can give me an intelligence plus a cult check.
Okay. Difficulty...
8.
Ah! 0.
With a failure. You got a 1.
With a 1. Awesome. Just wait it out, dude.
Okay. Wait it out. Got it. All right.
Yeah, and much the way that they do not teach prisoners lockpicking classes, I'm thinking...
Turns out the Tremere do not teach people how to circumvent the blood bond to the council.
Yeah.
You may be on to something like
that. I love that the dice bared out my perception of your character.
How do I get around this?
Yeah.
I just ease on through.
Yeah. Just relax.
That's right. It'll all take care of itself. All
right. Ah. No worries.
Suddenly you're Matthew McConaughey.
I'll bang on my bongos. You drain the chalice, mm-hmm. Set it back down. There is a moment, you probably all felt it, you may not have realized it. There was some thick tension in this room that melts away entirely as that chalice is set down. From the corner of the room, you may not have even been aware of his existence there, Cristobal lets go a breath. And just nods to you, and crosses his arms and leans against the wall, very relaxed. Andretti sets the chalice aside so it's not sitting in the middle of the table. Now, on to business. D'Augustine is aware that the creature known as Old Crow is dead. It has been explained to her that Marius has been recovering from a near-death experience because this creature assaulted him very near to our grounds. Upon the second assault this creature made upon him, evidently anger towards the existence of our clan, we can only speculate at this time, it proved itself impractical to attempt to subdue him because Marius saved my life as this creature launched itself at me by neatly taking its head with a single swipe of his sword. I have let the prince know that I stand by his decision to protect the life of his elder, and that any justice that will be meted out to him for this act would be meted out to me as well. The prince has decided to keep the specifics of the situation quiet. She is willing to forgive the incident and simply brush it under the carpet for some assistance in a matter she wishes to discuss with us this Sunday.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I may have convinced her that this creature had ties to Mulhouse and was attempting to disrupt the politics of the city, destabilize the area to make it easier for Mulhouse to interfere in her affairs. The arrival of an ambassador from Mulhouse, a Malkavian who calls himself the Turk, assisted in this matter. You are all clear on this case?
Yes.
So you expect us to lie to a superior?
She's not.
Please continue, Marius.
She is not our superior. Andretti is our superior.
We are in her city and bound by her laws. What would you call it?
Andretti is my superior.
Is he going to be like this all the time now?
I hope so.
Oh. It was a joke. Yes, I think I can keep my story straight. By the way, I met this man, the Turk.
And what did you say to him?
Nothing of substance. I introduced myself and I told him that he is free to make contact with us. I made no promises. I gave him no information.
Very good. I expect it will be related to the matter she wishes to speak to us about. I've heard rumor that a member of her mortal family has gone missing. She seems to take great care in the survival of her line. So there may be some more investigative work to be done. In any case, the prohibition against leaving the Shantrigans is limited, or is lifted, is what he says.
Hooray!
At this time. Princess Wolfgang, are there any other matters outstanding that you would see resolved at this time?
I can think of none.
Very good.
I have one.
Yes.
Mr. Marius, during your meditation, did you see fit to make the bloodstone for Florette?
No.
You may want to do that, since it is a thing that we promised to do.
We promised to eliminate her, not necessarily to use the bloodstone, but
that would
I
be
can
useful
begin
in the cause, and we told her about it already.
Marius simply looks at Andretti.
Andretti slowly looks over at Wolfgang.
You will proceed.
As you say, I will need time to feed before I can begin.
Of course.
Perhaps you should leave the woods.
Ice cold.
I'll leave it up to you.
Marge simply nods. Yes.
You can find me through the usual channels if there's anything you need. Good evening, apprentices.
Meaning your door?
Yeah.
He does not respond. Leverages himself up, and he gets down the stairs out of the room.
Marius looks over at Cristobal.
If you could read minds, you'd know that Wolfgang is thinking it.
Who nods to you again, and then follows Andretti down the stairs.
Marius gets up to leave.
Okay. Seat.
Marius turns around and sees who he's talking to.
Marius, sit down.
What? Okay. He up and sits back down.
Fantastic.
Is there something you wanted to talk to me about?
No. He is merely toying with you. You may go. And when he tells you to sit back down, you may ignore him for this talk.
And what if I tell him to sing a jaunty tune?
That's fine.
I would, of course, not do that. That would be a flagrant abuse.
Marius is looking into your eyes now. Where's my blade?
I would presume it's in your room.
No.
Andretti confiscated it after the incident.
Ah, yes.
So you will have to take it up with him through the usual channels.
I see. Marius begins heading downstairs to go talk to Regent Andretti about his sword. And possibly his armor. He needs to get that fixed, too.
So, Wolfgang, are you the one who has been tattling?
Certainly not.
I have had Marcus following me to the edge of the ground every night.
Marcus came to me the first night you
Marcus
left.
Is going downstairs to talk to Reason.
And told me that you had left.
Just follow him down the stairs.
Yeah, and he'll start talking to him once he catches up.
Okay.
Nothing nefarious.
He's about opening the door and walking into his room. But
your business is yours.
Him in.
Do you have a moment?
I understood that the Regent had requested us stay here such that he could keep us safe.
Thank you.
I assume that you...
Thank you for your trust.
Inferred
in
that, of course. And if you chose to disregard
the
Regent's protection,
get my sword back?
Is your business.
Your sword was never taken.
It's just been sitting outside the room the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, never
mind. You just haven't left your room, so you haven't been able to claim it. When you opened the door tonight, your sword and armor were right there.
Is the armor still messed up?
Yeah, like it hasn't been touched.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to grab my sword and my armor. I'm not putting it on.
Sure.
My armor, I'm just picking my armor up to take it.
Okay.
And I leave.
All right. Where are you going?
I am going to go see if I can meet Simon.
Where are you going to meet Simon?
At the prince's palace, right? Isn't that where he stays? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, into town. I go. Derp-a-derp.
Derp-a-derp, indeed.
Luckily, yep. You don't have anything else to do.
No, I got my sword. Sure, I got my sword. And then I got my armor. I'm taking it, just carrying it. Yeah.
I think you need to make a self-control check. I told you to do a thing.
He did. He told you to make a bloodstone.
But I told him I have to feed first.
You are not going to feed. You are going to go meet Simon. That's not going to feed, so you can make the
blood. Sure, okay, so...
Unless you plan to diabolize Simon. In which case, that's cool, because nobody told you not to.
Okay, defeat self-control.
That's
all right.
And that counts for feeding.
Two.
All right. You are aware that you are going against a order that you were given. You feel bad about it.
Okay, fine. Okay, yep. I feel bad about it.
And you go meet Simon?
I go meet Simon. We'll request a meeting to meet Simon, I suppose.
Okay.
That's the sheriff's child, right?
Simon is the squire.
Yes, the squire. Yep.
I just remember because it's Paul Simon.
Right.
Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm. I may have named them in a way that was easy for me to remember. All right. A few hours later, you're at the front gate. Explain what you're doing there. Assume you just say, I'm here to meet Simon.
Request to meet Simon.
It begins to rain. As you're standing out in the rain.
Sure. I stand there.
Are you, like, standing out in front of the
guardhouse?
The
yeah, that's what they do.
With your sword and your armor?
Yeah, he's holding his armor, like, his armor's bundled up.
Yeah, and my sword's, like, on my back.
Awesome.
Well, wait a minute. No, this is Crusader's armor, right?
Yes.
So it's not bundled up. Your armor is a kit of affair. It's not full plate, but it's plate and chain.
Yes.
So there's a lot of it. Your sword's on your back, and in your two hands... You are holding this huge lump that is armor and greaves. And...
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. You stand there in the rain.
I wait. I try to keep the armor covered. And
you
stuff.
Can't.
Not before, it rusts.
Is there like a little guard, like place where the guards don't get wet?
Yeah, the guards are there though. You just like hold it out in front of you.
No,
the guards.
No. I'll just let's say I would like to respectfully request to be able to place my armor underneath from the rain.
Please maintain your distance, sir.
Marius nods and stands there.
Eventually.
Pretends to breathe every once in a while.
Eventually, one of the guards comes walking back in and says, right this way, please, sir.
Thank you.
Leads you around through the bailey to one of the side houses. It looks like it used to be a barracks at some point. But you are let in. There's a fire going in the fireplace. It's not very large, but it's casting some light and a little bit of heat. Into the room. If there were bunks in it, there are not now. Instead, there's just a single table in the middle of the room, and Paul is standing in the room, his back to you, as you walk in.
The guard says, as requested, sir, and then turns around and leaves. Paul beckons you in.
Thank you, Paul's the sheriff. So I'll up it. Thank you, my lord, for allowing me to be in your presence.
What brings you to our home this evening?
Well, I was hoping I could speak with your squire. I have some armor that I need to have repaired, and I was wondering how he might, if he might be able to help direct me to a person that could be able to repair it properly. Although it'll need to be immortal, unfortunately.
Did you say, out of character, did you say immortal, or it will need to be immortal?
No, immortal.
Immortal.
Like a someone would suck blood from. Immortal.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yes. I did not hear specifically what you had to say.
Yes. All right.
Yes, I would assume that you had not come to ask my squire to perform menial labor for you.
No, of course not.
He, under normal circumstances, likely would point you in the right direction, but is somewhat distraught this evening.
Oh?
One of his cousins has disappeared. He is less than pleased about the matter, as is my mother.
Oh. And what is the cousin's name?
The hell was this ass? First, you don't know how many pints are in your imaginary chalice.
I know, right?
This game is bullshit.
I'm out! Giuseppe.
Giuseppe? Perhaps. How long ago was Giuseppe gone for? Or how long has she. Or is it he or she?
He.
How long has he been missing?
You're disgraced in Italy.
Damn right. He was part of the latest group of caravans that were attacked on the road to Stuttgart. He's been gone for nearly a week. I do not expect that we will see him again.
Oh.
Simon still holds out hope.
Though I'm not of, I'm not as learned as my other fellows, but perhaps I could help in some way.
No doubt. That is a matter I'm sure that my mother wishes to speak with you on. I have heard that she is having a meeting with you and your family.
Yes, on Sunday, I believe.
On the Lord's Day. Indeed.
Yes.
My mother is convinced that this disappearance and the disappearance previous to it are the works of Mulhouse, cutting into the lucrative supply route through the Black Forest that our family has.
Interesting. Well, if there's any way that you can think of that I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate.
I think the best way that you could be of assistance is to keep an open mind and not jump to conclusions.
I understand.
I hope so. If you are looking for an armorer,
yes,
I would suggest the House of the Anvil and Rose in the Artisan's District. You'll have to let Bridget know that you're coming, of course. But they do the best work in the city.
I see. House of the Anvil and Rose. Okay. Well, I thank you for this information. I believe I need to go speak with Bridget now.
Of course. Yes. Have a pleasant evening. It would be an outrage and a personal affront to me if I were to find out that someone was exploiting my mother's grief and rage to a political end, and I would be quite indebted to anyone who could help me steer her a clear path through this. Good night.
Good night. He turns and leaves.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Maurice really didn't want to go talk to her. He already owes her a favor.
How much ag do you have right now?
2.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure where the last blows were. I'm sure. I'm assuming they were chest or something.
Torso. Yeah. Yeah, torso. He was a torso blow kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's somewhat covered, you know, with my robe and stuff.
Yeah.
But
legit.
I'm still a little hurt.
Okay. Right. You go see Bridget.
Yes. I go.
Skip ahead. You show up at Bridget's place.
I ask the guards once again to see the...
You are let in, dripping wet, into the place. The man at the door very politely asks if he can take your burden from you and place it somewhere while you're waiting. Also, if you would like a hot towel or perhaps some dry clothes.
Or a massage. Happy ending.
Perhaps after I speak with her.
He's very politely telling you to clean yourself the fuck up. Like on school picture day when they hand you a comb.
I know.
Okay.
Maurice does not know.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, Maurice might Maurice actually
has know. A background in nobility.
Yeah, okay. So
Maurice, does have an etiquette.
Yes, he does. Okay, fine. He'll do the proper thing. He says it. Of course.
He'll gingerly take your huge pile of armor.
I look at him first to see if he's a vampire. Like, I try to... I gotta be careful who I hand my armor to. Remember? Right. It's got the ward, the 3 lethal damage if I just hand it to a vampire.
Oh, sure. You can make me a perception plus alertness or medicine, your choice. It's a difficulty 7 minus 1 for every dot of aspects.
Or ask him if he's a vampire.
2.
2?
Difficulty 7.
Minus 1 for every aspect. I have 1 aspect. So 2.
He's breathing.
Sure. Please ensure that this is not handled by any of...
It will be handled by no one, sir.
I see. Thank you.
He was just faking breathing. He dies.
He doesn't die. He's just, ow! It hurt! I won't carry it.
And I go and I tell myself off and make myself somewhat presentable.
He very gingerly walks it into the other room, holding as far away from his body as he can.
Yes.
But he's really weak, so it's really hard to hold. But he'll get it to a place where it's not muddying the carpet and then come back with a towel.
Thank you.
For you. You're shown into Bridget's reading room. She is in exactly the same pose as if nothing has changed over the past almost a week.
I'm specifically watching her to see if she's doing any of the auspects on me.
It's really hard to tell. You're a guy with auspects. You know that all it takes is them looking at you.
Yes.
But she's reading her book, and you come in. She glances over at you. Good evening.
You totally got auspects.
Yes. Good evening, my lady. I am... I'm seeing if I can, armor repairs. However, I do have a very particular need for it. Unfortunately, it cannot be handled by our type.
She closes the book and sets it down and turns completely to face you. How very interesting. What exactly do you mean, sir?
Ah, thank you for your attention. My armor was damaged. And I need it to be repaired. However, it needs to be repaired by a mortal.
I understood all of that.
I apologize in advance. I'm not so good with the pretty talk as I am as you are very well.
About it.
Oh, thank you. And I came to you, of course.
Of course. I appreciate that. Why exactly do you need a human to handle your armor specifically?
Ah, because my armor has been warded.
That's a Tremere thing.
Yes.
Can you explain that, please?
Oh, of course. And he starts explaining like the magic and stuff of it.
You're going to explain the ritual to her?
Just start talking about it, yeah. Like
self-control check.
I'm not going into how to cast it. I'm going to start explaining that's magic and...
Okay.
Yes.
So you need to make that clear. Gotcha. When you're like, okay. Oh, I'm going to explain the magic of it. Like, all right, well, yeah, it needs to be in the moonlight for so long, and then you sprinkle the dust on it, and yeah. You say these words in this order.
The dove was crammed up my sleeve the whole time.
Yeah. No, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to...
Okay.
You could do that in an actual sentence.
Yes.
Yes, I've had my armor warded against, say, attacks of kindred and whatnot. So if it is touched by anyone other than myself, they will take, they'll be wounded.
That's a thing that you can do.
Yes.
How very fascinating.
I've also done it to the sword, of course.
She glances to the sword strapped to your back. Mm-hmm. Of course, why wouldn't you?
So that's why I need the very particular need of it being done by a mortal. I wish for it to be open, because if one of us would happen to just accidentally touch it... And,
I understand.
And frankly,
You have the funds to pay for your armor to be repaired?
I do not know how much it costs yet. Myself, I am low on funds. However, I may be able to acquire the necessary needs through other means.
That'll take a while.
No.
So, your sword and your armor are ensorcelled to harm vampires that touch them, but they don't harm you?
Correct.
Could you make a piece of equipment that would not harm someone else?
Yes, it is possible.
How much would that service cost?
That's a very good question. I've never ever put it in terms of monetary or financial.
She smiles. Ah. Well.
But.
My dear friend. I'll have my men get to work on your armor right away. The father and son who run the Rose and Hammer are renowned across this section of the Empire.
Oh.
I'll have them get to work immediately on it and have it repaired. They may need to call upon me to take some measurements.
Understandable.
I could also have them service your blade if it is required of, if it is in need of any honing or sharpening.
I've already taken care of that portion myself.
Of course.
But I appreciate the offer. How... No, I'm just speaking out loud here. I'm not very good at this, as you are well aware. So I'm very...
You're among friends here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Are you playing with magnets next to my microphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are super strong magnets, too, right?
Yeah, okay. they say it right on there. Super strong magnets.
I don't think they're so strong that this far away it's going to fucking microphone.
Okay.
I don't know, my screen's starting to fuzz.
You're full of shit.
Not even also, my pacemaker turned off.
Oh, wow.
But that's okay.
House Tremere is able to do many things and provide many services.
I have no doubt.
Are there any in particular that you are looking for?
There are a few things that I might find useful.
Hmm.
She reaches down to her belt where she carries a small noble's belt knife.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it from its sheath. Hands it to you. Handle first.
Okay.
If you were to have that ensorcelled, like your armor and your sword, but safe for me to handle, no one else. I think we could work out an agreement for any repair moving forward that your arms and equipment might need.
Oh! Well, that would be very... Thank you! I appreciate that.
Thank you.
There are a few components that we'll need, of course.
Oh.
Yes, In order to key it to you, we'll need, of course, some of your blood.
Ah. How much?
He looks over, he's,
What would Pierce do?
What would Pierce do?
All of it!
We need you to put your blood in my mouth.
No.
All of it! Deauthorize her right now.
Well, a unit of measurement, so in medieval times, so whatever 4 units of blood would be.
4 pints?
Yeah, 4 pints. That's what he'll say.
Two quarts.
Okay.
We have established 2 quarts.
Of course, 2 quarts.
Which I believe is half a gallon.
Whoa.
Half a gallon.
We're mathing now.
What's that?
We're mathing.
I know. We're mathing hard.
Yeah, so it's a 4th. But of course, we'd probably want you to feed, of course, beforehand.
I think for the quantity of blood being discussed, I would like to be present for its use.
For its use or ensorcelment?
Yes.
I see. Okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
Why don't you pass that along? If you would like to leave your armor here, I can have my man look into having it delivered once we work on a reasonable transaction.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll have my men get to work on your armor just as soon as we've settled on the details of this particular issue.
Ah, okay. Of course. Hands it back to her handle first.
Takes the knife back and puts it back in her belt.
I will need... 4 minutes. Is there anything else?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
All right, well... we do offer other services.
Why don't you bring me a list?
A list? Ah, how thoughtful. Well, I could, he pulls out a jug that he, the jugs that he has, one of those things.
No! You're not just carrying those around. You have 2 armfuls of armor! You do not have clay pots on your belt.
Fine. I know that,
just have a little red wagon behind you filled with crap.
You've got a monk.
No, because he hasn't ghouled anybody. He doesn't have a dot and retainer to follow him around with the chainsaw and a gallon of gasoline. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I'm able to offer, services such as, what do they call it? Not refrigeration of blood. Preserving.
Preservation.
Yeah, the preservation of blood. Then it will stay good indefinitely until the seal is broken.
Which is
quite handy.
Indeed.
Which is very handy.
For those long trips.
Yes. I am able to create stones that are able to hold a quantity of blood that you can place in your mouth at a later date and feed on.
I don't understand stones that hold a quantity of blood.
What do we call them bloodstones, I believe.
How creative.
Yes.
We call them stono blood.
Stono blood.
I'm sorry. Blood rock Master Marius, are you literally telling me that House Tremere can get blood from a stone?
I see what you did there.
Kind of. In a way. It essentially we take the blood and we force the stone to absorb the blood so that we can take it out at a later time.
Essentially. Absorbency is not one of the features of stones that I was aware of. How very fascinating.
Yes.
Anything else?
There are many other things.
Speaking of stones, do you have the one you wanted me to deliver?
No, not yet. I'm actually tasked to be creating it, begin creation of it tonight.
As opposed to a week ago?
Yes, I've been... A little under the weather.
Insubordinate.
A little under the weather.
You know,
yes.
You're a fucking vampire.
Yes.
Members of your house get sick. I understand.
No, that's not quite how it works.
Most members of my house get clawed! Actually, just
is that... I do not wish to really discuss it, and I am not good at lying or any sense of subtlety.
Don't hurt yourself.
Can we just blood bond him until he's a vegetable?
Yeah.
How would you tell?
Vegetables don't wander off.
It's much easier for me just not to say anything than to try to put some sort of lie.
Then perhaps you should stop there. I'll take into account the services you have mentioned already and let you know if there's anything else that needs to be done. Let me know as soon as you do about me attending whatever will be done with my blood. These other services that your family offers, is that something I can pass along? In my efforts to talk up the wonder that is the House of Tremere.
Well, I do have some trust in you, but I do not...
Then I will say nothing to anyone else until you or your family gives me permission to do so.
I appreciate that, my lady.
I am nothing if not discreet. Well, if there's nothing else...
Marius just stands there.
You'll let me know as soon as you do about the disposition of the blood.
Oh, of course, yes.
Very good. I'll have my man see you. She rings a small bell.
Marius stands there and waits for Nelson.
This gang needs one of those extendable dog leashes. You can just hit the button and cut off Marius.
He comes running up. Right this way, sir. Will you be needing your armor?
No, I believe the Lady Bridgette will be seeing to it.
Very good, sir.
And please ensure that she does not touch it. For her own.
I quite understand, sir.
Okay.
He says, smiling in a way that suggests he has no idea, but he's going to be obsequious anyway.
Okay.
He leads you out to the front door, bids you a good evening.
Okay. And then Marius goes to feed.
How are you feeding?
That's a good question.
In the woods.
In the woods.
I only ask because the last time you did this, you quadruple botched and met a really old Yangle.
Which turned out not so bad for him so far.
You've only taken how many points of ag total?
A lot.
And lost a point of appearance?
Yep, I did. I lost appearance.
And get yourself bloodbound to the council.
Not bloodbound, a step towards bloodbound.
This is going pretty well for you.
Yeah, a step towards being bloodbound.
Yeah,
he's not bloodbound.
Yeah.
Well, he needs lots of blood. How much is blood does...
A human's got 10 blood points in him. If you take more... How much medicine do you have?
Zero.
If you take too much, they die.
Yeah, I got Hearth Wisdom.
Yeah, Hearth Wisdom says if you get the bad blood out of them, they'll be healthier.
Oh, good. I should go help them.
But if you take too much of the good blood, they'll die.
You can tell by the taste.
What the taste?
The color. That bad blood is black.
Yeah.
It comes from deep inside you.
Yeah.
We're waiting for how you're going to feed.
Marius doesn't know. He just keeps walking back towards his chantry thinking about it.
Right. Eventually you arrive
so
at the chantry.
Marius goes, I'm going to go feed.
Yeah.
And then goes everywhere else, comes back, and goes, I'm hungry.
Pretty much, yeah.
He opens the fridge, looks around. I don't want to eat any of that.
But he will go see. Well, he'll look for a pebble along the way on the road.
You definitely find some pebbles on the road.
Okay. Make progress towards.
Step one. Got a pebble.
Yep, got a pebble. He's good.
It's a good pebble.
As you walk back into the chantry, you do notice that a couple of the monks are just kind of slack-jawed walking around, glassy-eyed.
Brother, come with me. He takes one of the slack-eyed ones.
Yes, brother.
Leads him over into a corner somewhere dark, away from everyone else. And feeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you take from him?
How many were there? What is their total?
10.
No. How many monks? Slack-eyed junk.
Oh, slack-eyed junk? Slack-eyed monks? At this point, there's about 6 of them.
There's 6 of them?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. So, I'll take 2 points.
Okay.
From 4 of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
At some point, we'll say peers.
Yes.
He's checking in on something, running some graft or scam in the chantry as opposed to
robbing guys who took a vow of poverty.
Yeah. Fleecing them for their robe and their tonsure.
Yes.
To steal their bald head. But whatever it is he's doing, trying to get somebody to draw pictures for him or something like that, whatever crazy shit he's up to right now, you'll notice Marius essentially walking one of these guys by the hand past you down into the catacombs, and then coming back up with him about 10 minutes later.
I thought you went out to feed hours ago.
Marius just keeps walking.
I'm gonna go find Wolfgang. I'm not getting paid enough for this shit.
Sure. Anything else Marius is doing while these two talk about you?
He starts making his, what is it? Bloodstone. Actual bloodstone, yeah. That
sure. All right, he'll start soaking it tonight.
Yep. And that takes how many?
Three nights.
It takes 3 units, right?
Yes.
And it takes, well, this pale 3 now. Yeah, it's all 3
yes.
Now for the ritual.
Yeah, you start soaking it in 3 blood points now, and over the course of 3 nights, the blood becomes clearer and clearer until it looks like water.
Okay. And I'll start that now.
Okay. Give me a, it's a level 2 ritual?
Yep.
Alright, give me an intelligence plus occult. Difficulty of 5.
Difficulty 5.
You're good.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
Okay. And Piers and Wolfgang have a conversation.
Do you remember hours ago when Marius said he was going to go feed?
Yes, so that he could make a bloodstone.
Right. I just saw him escorting one of the monks who is stupider than him.
There aren't many. Escorting him to where?
To a darkened corner.
That is quite odd.
No, it's quite normal, except the circumstances that he left to feed.
Certainly. Yeah, that is what I mean is odd. I will go have a chat with her, Marius.
Absolutely. You enjoy that.
I probably will not.
Well, that is why you are third circle.
It is my curse. I go find Marius.
You're in your room.
In your room, right?
Casting the ritual.
Casting the ritual.
Yeah, I'm sitting there casting the ritual.
You hear some muttering from the other side of the door.
I just walk in.
Okay.
I'm sitting there casting the ritual.
I wait.
He gets finished. Sets it on top of his dresser.
Good. Thank you for completing the task.
Well, of course. Starting the task. It's going to take him
3 days. Fair. He completed the task of starting the bloodstone.
Right.
That's the thing that he was told to do. He seems to have not fucked that up.
Fair. I was hoping for a botch. Oh.
Me too. I understand that you were feeding off of a monk earlier.
Yes.
Did you not leave many hours ago to feed somewhere?
I believe that's what I said.
That is in fact what you said. What did you in fact do?
Oh, well, I did find these, and pulls out all the other little stones and the pebbles.
Congratulations. You found a handful of dirt.
Yes, the pebble to be secreted.
Where did you find these pebbles?
Oh, well, I found this one about a half mile down the road this way, and then this one, he starts going through and points out all of them. And this one was about...
Stop. I phrased my question poorly. Where were you?
When?
Start from when you left. Oh. Tell me everywhere that you went.
Sure, of course.
Before you came back to the Shantry.
Okay. Well, I first went over and I met the sheriff, Paul, and spoke with him. And then I went and spoke...
Go ahead.
Yep. And then I went and I spoke with Bridgette. And she offered to repair my armor for me, which was quite nice of her. Yes. Although she is asking that we possibly get her what is it, pocket knife or her gentleman's
her belt knife
to see if we can get it with warding for her. And then I went and I found the stones, came back here, fed, and completed the ritual.
We'll take these in reverse order.
What in reverse order?
I am quite pleased that you managed to find a handful of pebbles. Well done.
Yes, I think they might be useful for later, too. I'm going to hang on to them.
I am certain that they...
I should go see if there's an extra box around here for the storing these. I'll be right back.
Six.
Oh, okay.
What precisely did you promise Lady Bridgette?
I told her that I'd look into getting her belt knife warded for her.
I see. And then you took your armor and left?
No, I left it there for it to be repaired.
Bathroom. Yep. You let me know if you need to make a friends of chance.
Okay. You left your armor there.
Yes. To be repaired by mortals.
To be prepared, but certainly by mortals.
Uh-huh.
With the promise to her that you would look into having her belt knife warded.
Correct.
Are you certain that she does not believe that the agreement that you struck was, in fact, in exchange for your armor repair, you would have her belt knife warded?
What's the difference?
In one case, apprentice, you have promised a thing that may be disadvantageous for us to deliver. In the other case, you have promised that you would see about such a thing. Which do you think she is expecting?
That I'd see about it.
I believe you are incorrect. I believe that you have accidentally struck a bargain with her to deliver to her a warded weapon. Are you somehow certain that this is not what has happened? I didn't think so. We will deal with this.
Is this a problem?
This is quite likely a problem.
Why is that?
This is exactly the sort of thing that we probably did not want anyone to know that we were able to do.
Provide services.
Provide weapons that do greater damage to vampires. Do you not think that that is the sort of thing that we might hold in a tactical reserve soldier?
Of course, that's why we hold Burning Blade in reserve. I'm not so stupid to offer that to her.
Of course you aren't. From this point forth, you shall not tell anyone of services that we may provide without my express permission. Is that clear?
No, it's not clear. What if the region...
What isn't clear about it?
What if the region gives me permission to offer services?
He will not, because I will tell him I've said this.
And what if Pierce offers...
Is Pierce me?
No, he is not you.
Then that will not satisfy this order. Do I make myself clear now?
So, don't offer services to others, is what you're saying.
Yes, you are not permitted to offer anyone anything.
And why is that?
Because you have bungled it. Because you are a bungler. Now, no more speaking is required from you on this matter.
I believe I understand.
I doubt it. Moving backwards in your evening's progression, you apparently spoke to the sheriff?
Yes.
What did you promise him?
Oh, Paul, well, I offered to help him find his lost niece, of course, if there's anything I could do.
His what?
His lost niece. Good.
Nephew.
Oh.
Yeah, I said niece, but yeah.
Lost niece, Giuseppe?
Yeah, niece. Yeah.
Giuseppe? His niece Giuseppe?
Lost is a tragic story, too. Apparently she was lost on some caravan expedition.
Would Wolfgang at all know, like, the family tree of the prince? Would okay.
You might know Giuseppe's a boy's name.
You know that Giuseppe's a male name.
Yeah.
You also know that the mortal line that rules Colmar is named D'Augustine. But, I mean, that being said, Paul does not look like a blood relation.
Yeah, sure.
To the prince.
His niece, Giuseppe?
Maybe it was his cousin. Or uncle. Not quite sure on that one.
Giuseppe. Either his niece or his uncle.
Giuseppe, regardless. Certainly a male. And likely related to the prince.
Yes.
Has gone missing?
Yes, I believe we're going to discuss all this on Sunday.
I see. What did you promise the prince in relation to Giuseppe?
That if there's any way I can assist... What?
You didn't talk to the prince.
Oh. Or to the sheriff.
To the sheriff, to Paul. That if there's anything I could do, do not hesitate to ask me.
That is perhaps the least offensive thing you've done this evening. That's just stupid. I need to meditate upon the situation with Project. Until further notice, what are you not to do without my express permission?
Oh, don't offer services.
Let me strengthen this a bit. In addition to not offering services, you will not speak of the existence of such services. You will not allude to such services. If, in fact, someone asks you to do a thing that you know that we've already told them we can do, you will refer them to me. Am I clear?
So if anyone comes asking about what House Tremere can do, I tell them to go speak with you.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Excellent.
Can I have been outside the door listening to him get
rude? Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else I can assist you
got shouted at?
I pray that you continue to heal well, and I wish you a good evening.
Ah, thank you. And Marius walks out, leaving you in the room.
Marius's room.
I just open the door and I shut it behind me. That keep them. Hello, brother.
Really?
And goes and knocks on Regent Andretti's door.
Okay.
It seems to have an old-fashioned tattoo.
I have opened the door and I see what he's about.
Yeah.
He will do as he will. It is unlikely that he will divulge any Tremere secrets to Andretti.
Knock, knock, knock.
You are let in.
Okay.
I'm totally listening to this conversation, too.
Okay.
Sure.
I will actually, in fact, follow him in the door.
Sure. He's walking behind him?
Yep.
Okay.
Brother?
Brother.
Marcia stands there.
Well, you were here before me. Please go ahead.
Oh, no, of course not. You're my elder.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So apparently, my brother here is a little upset with me for offering services to...
I'll stop you there, apprentice. Says Andretti, who is in the middle of writing something in that large book of his. Have you been given a directive by Prentice Wolfgang?
Just recently, actually, yes.
Very good. If you have any questions regarding this, I refer you to the Third Circle Apprentice, who is charged with your actions at this time.
I don't think he can help me right now.
God help us all.
We'll see.
Apprentice Wolfgang, did you have any issues to discuss?
I merely wished to let you know that I have instructed the apprentice that he is to speak to no one about services that we may provide without my express permission. He said, well, what if the regent tells me to do so? And I told him, which I am coming to do, that I would let you know that should you like for him to do so, I would like you to ask me to ask him, such that he may be clear about what his responsibilities are and what he is to do, and such that there can be no confusion on his part about whether or not he has been asked to do a thing. I trust that this is acceptable to you, Regent.
Very good. He goes back to writing.
We will leave.
But I still need to discuss my... How did you say, bungle?
I believe the matter is well within Apprentice Wolfgang's control.
But he cannot cast the spell. Or the ritual.
If there is anything that Apprentice Wolfgang requires of me, he will bring it to my attention.
Oh, very well.
He waves you both off with his quill pen.
So, as we're leaving, Lady Bridget, in order for us to cast the spell of warding... I told her that it requires four pints of her blood.
Yeah.
I told her that it requires 4 pints of her blood to do so.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Is that, how much does it actually require?
Okay. One.
That is a considerable amount of blood.
Apparently. Yes. I figure one for the actual thing and one for, in case we need to.
This is assuming that her blood is approximately as potent as yours is.
Right.
If it's way more potent, then you're going to have way more blood points than
right.
You
need. Right.
And then, of course, one for a rainy day, and the other three, well, I'm sure the regent can use it to go along with Hans's. Well, I should say two.
You did, of course, take into account the likely potency of her blood.
No, I did not.
Of course not.
She also said that for such a large amount that she wanted to be there to watch the casting of it.
Of course she did. Oh, why isn't she?
Kind of odd. I don't think she can gain anything from it, but...
Except to perhaps observe that we had used all of the blood that she had given us instead of storing it for a rainy day. I don't suppose that you also told her that we are able to preserve blood indefinitely.
Oh. Yes, I did offer that service. Why do you ask?
Of course you did.
Yeah, because I did offer to help store blood for her.
So from her point of view, let me attempt to enlighten you. From her point of view, what you told her was, we can store blood for whatever purpose forever, and we'd like you to give us a remarkably large quantity of yours.
Okay.
You are surprised this aroused suspicion?
No.
You are a damned fool. It is a wonder that the region has not destroyed you. And he turns around and walks away.
Marius doesn't say anything.
Wolfgang goes back to the library. Calm down.
Nice.
Alright.
Had to think about what the fuck he's going to do about Bridget now.
Delicious.
Piers is just standing outside the door because he just pivoted.
Oh no, that was
the other conversation. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you're just watching this too.
Yeah.
Talk.
Okay.
Marius is still standing there.
Wolfgang's heading upstairs.
I'll go with Wolfgang. He's my buddy. I'm going to do some sewing. It'll be very relaxing for the both of us.
Yes, Brother Pierce.
I was just looking for a quiet place to sew. I thought the library might be quite tranquil.
It often is.
I will do my best not to enrage you.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead and rage me.
I thought you said to enrage you. Sorry. I parse that as I will not bother you, not enrage you. No. No. It is quite alright. Wolfgang just reads. He starts ignoring the world. Fuck you all. Especially that shithead part.
Got your hands. Delicious. You guys do anything else for the next couple of days?
Yeah, I'm selling voodoo dolls.
He's sewing.
Who are you making voodoo dolls of?
I'm making one of Marcus for me, and I'm making one of Marius as a present for Wolfgang.
Give me,
that's
delicious.
Two intelligence plus craft rolls, and tell me which one's for which. Before you roll. I made this for you.
This one will be for Marius. What's my difficulty?
7.
No successes.
Okay, you made a thing that doesn't look at all like him.
Is there anything to stop me from throwing this in the goddamn trash and starting again?
Just time. I mean, it took you about 4 hours to make that.
So you my immortality.
You can do another one tonight.
2 successes.
Okay, there you go. Right before dawn, he hands you a little Marius puppet.
I probably know what this is.
Yeah, I mean, you can think of some uses for that. There appears to be some sympathetic bond there.
Sure. Thank you. Puppet the chest.
My pleasure.
Doesn't do anything because you haven't cast the ritual yet.
I assumed I put the ritual on it.
Oh.
I have that ritual.
So you are not just making voodoo dolls. You are actually casting the voodoo doll ritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Intelligence plus occult to cast the ritual. It's what's the level of it?
1.
You're sitting next to me and you just sew this thing up and cast a ritual on it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, he throws one in the garbage first. He tears it apart and makes it again.
Yeah.
And then he casts the ritual on it.
Shit. This is all the one ritual.
Alright. Diff is 4. You blast this one out of the park.
Uh-huh.
All right, yep. Hand him a little voodoo doll.
Thank you.
Feel a sharp pain in your chest, and then it goes away.
My wounds. Oh, they're hurting again. I go out and get another monk.
I just hold it about 6 inches above a candle for like 10 seconds.
You start to feel very warm and uncomfortable.
Not that monk, the other monk.
I believe this will go a long way toward alleviating my stress.
Happy to help. If there is anyone else, feel free. I am starting to get quite good at this.
You bitches.
Unfortunately, he's a vampire, so I cannot make hobos spit on him. But so, I do what I can.
You do what?
Marcus, on the other hand, you wash in hobo spit. Petty vengeance.
That's right. That's right. So, Brother Piers, since you are aware of what has transpired this evening, would you give Bridget what she desires?
Absolutely. And we put in a mixture of our own blood to make sure that the ward does not function against us.
Certainly.
And perhaps we even put in a pot with the false bottle to discreetly take away the excess quantity of blood.
Excellent. Because that was the problem I was struggling with. How to explain where the blood had gone.
Both of you can give me an intelligence plus occult check.
I just have the dice separate.
Tip six.
That's
fine.
Four.
Fantastic. And just to make sure I've got all of this down, why don't you give me an intelligence larceny check on top of that, since what we're talking about here is a shell game.
I even have a dot in larceny.
Six,
I have two dots in larceny. One success.
Two, three.
Okay. So.
Is this analytical?
Yeah, totally.
Four.
You have the tools to solve this problem.
Okay.
You're getting four, you're getting two quarts of her blood.
Yeah.
You only need one pint,
right.
Perhaps less.
Yeah.
To make this work.
Sure.
But if you're keying it to each of you, you also need a pint of each of your own blood.
Right.
So, either excluding Andretti, or excluding this guy.
Right.
Whatever, yeah. Right?
I think we voted and the results are in.
Well, we'll have to prove that it works.
Absolutely.
Ow!
You bitch.
That adds up to 4 pints.
Right.
If you can just shell game her excess pints out and these pints in.
I absolutely think we can do that.
Yeah, because we can make a thing that does exactly that.
Well, remember, the vessel of transference is a sealed thing that only works when you touch it. It gets blood out of it and into you.
Yeah. I thought swapped.
It does. So, it takes a point out of whatever is in it and puts it into you.
Yeah.
And if there's multiple points in the thing, it will continue to cycle them through.
Right.
Okay. Dialysis machine.
I don't think it would be that hard to rig up a pot that we can, like, swap the contents.
No.
Or more logistically, if you had it in multiple containers, like she gives you this whole quantity of blood, and you separate it into different containers, explaining, oh, we use this one at this point in the ritual, and this one at this point in the ritual, whatever, and just have other containers that look exactly the same with your blood in them, you can swap them out during... This is what the larceny check was for.
I think it is within our skill set.
You guys, well, specifically Pierce's skill set to make this work.
Yeah.
So you certainly have the tools at your disposal to swap her blood out for yours, in theory, in such a way that she won't realize it.
Find the accusing tongue.
We're going to do that by killing her daughter.
You had earlier in the night been talking about blood-walking her. Or he'd been talking about blood-walking her.
Yes.
But...
Okay. And figure out what her generation is and her sires and stuff like that. But we could also bloodwalk what's her name?
Florette,
and get the same things. Because she's her child.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot of Florette's blood.
in Marius.
Because we're just assuming he's going to Diablerize everything he can find.
Well, he's one for one.
I cannot argue with that point.
I mean, he hasn't Diablerized me yet.
Yet.
I'm not putting it past him.
We're not even 10 games in yet. Session's still young.
Yes. I believe that you have a novel solution to the problem.
That is why you keep me on staff and do not get angry when I leave after curfew.
Indeed. You also seem to be slightly smarter about divulging things to people. Most of the time.
Aunt.
Just I will really take that as the slightest compliment.
As it was intended. Again, thank you.
Sure pain!
Am I feeding on the monk yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
You cough a little bit.
Feed a little more.
Okay.
I'm going to make you kill a monk.
This really hurts. So, I'll take my two from that monk.
Yep.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to go to my room.
Okay.
And I'm going to heal one of those ag damage.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's five.
Yep.
And a will. Ow. I got to get this healed. This hurts.
Alright.
Fucking monkeys.
Give me the ritual roll for the doll of Marcus that you're making.
Okay.
I'm guessing that you can make your pop it. You have made your point. I'm not going to make you roll anymore to find Landon.
Just a million successes.
Okay. You've successfully made a voodoo doll of Marcus.
Okay. Can I just keep it in the pot of boiling water on my fire?
You look up the ritual.
Boiling him the whole time.
Plots never survive interaction with the players. We didn't get nearly to where I wanted to go tonight. So,
did you want to get to petty vengeance against ghouls?
No, it's fine.
Whose head I could just pop off at any minute, and I'm not even a combat character?
This was one of the rituals on the website, wasn't it? This was...
It's Widow's Spite.
Widow's Spite, okay. So
level one ritual.
There you go. No, awesome. Every time you poke that thing, it bleeds a little.
Excellent. Is it his blood?
No. Oh. It's a sympathetic effect of the blood just kind of evaporates after a little while. No, that would make that level one ritual the stupidest, most powerful thing ever.
Especially since you need nothing from them. You just need to make a doll that resembles them.
Yep, you can just put it in a pot.
Oh, crap.
It'll just make kind of like an itch or a, kind of a burning sensation on his skin. It's not enough to like cause him to writhe in agony or anything.
I know.
Okay.
So like when they
intended.
Like when they poke, they just feel.
You feel a sharp pain in your chest that immediately goes away. Not like a stabbing pain, but just like a kink.
Gotcha.
And it goes away.
Yeah.
So this will not. Produce a mechanical effect on your character. You won't be like, when they're using it on you, you won't be at a wound level or anything like that. You won't lose any dice.
Sure, yeah.
It's just unpleasant.
It's just annoying.
Marius thinks it's his wounds.
Yep.
His wounds are acting up.
Tell us on the plot.
Okay. And I'm gonna start, cursing Marius, or Marcus, at every opportunity. With devil's touch. Make hobos spit on him.
He needs a secret penny onto his person, I believe.
I know, and he needs to be there when the ritual is invoked. So I actually have to go up to him and go, I curse you, the bowels of hell. Make hats piss on you.
Subtle.
Yeah.
All
right, and you're going to go head up and do that? Then walk right up to him?
How are you going to get the penny on him, first of all?
So that night, there you are with your penny. It's the next night. It's Saturday. Okay. I'm curious how this is going to go. Where the fuck is this ritual?
It's a level one
devil
ritual.
Touch. Yeah. Oh, I know. You only have level one rituals. Yeah.
That's all the fun stuff.
Okay.
He's walking the grounds, scratching his chest a little bit, like looking uncomfortable in his clothes.
I stalk right up behind him.
Okay. Are you trying to remain unnoticed?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a dex stealth.
I'm awesome at this.
No.
You should spend blood.
I can take it from him when I'm done. Yeah. I will spend blood. I'll throw 3 blood into this.
Alright. Bumping up your dex.
What's my diff?
6. It's a contested roll.
4 successes.
Alright. Stalk right up behind him. Place the penny on him. I'm not going to make you roll again for that. Dink. Put it in his pocket.
And I just lean in and whisper in his ear,
I will make terrible things happen to you.
He startles. You get that. Spins around, small scalpel blade in his hand, looking terrified. Sees it's you and relaxes. What?
What do I have to do to invoke the ritual?
It just says it's done! To... You just did it!
Alright.
You can roll to activate the ritual now.
Intelligence occult?
Yep. Yeah, 4.
Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah, that's 4 successes. Unfortunately, I cannot
re-roll the 3 0s you roll.
You need to get an intelligence specialty in rituals, or an occult specialty in rituals, clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To support my level 1 ritual habit?
Yeah. Alright, you make the evil eye at him. He says, what?
Oh, I just came to express my true feelings for you. You have a rash or something?
I don't know. Scalpel again disappears into his pocket.
Well, good day.
Stands there rubbing his shoulder. You walk out of the room. A monk comes walking in from the other side, kind of like reading a book. And as he walks, ends up getting closer to Marcus. As he does, he just reaches out and shoves him really hard. Marcus goes stumbling and falls. And as you walk out of the room, you hear him go, what?
This is awesome.
All the monks. So much trouble with injury.
All the monks eat his ass now.
Not even thinking about it. Boosh. It's like a pheromone. Boosh. Alright. You douche it the hell up. The next night, unless there's any other bullshit you guys want to get up to.
I don't want to track the plot down a ton, but hurting is a thing I need.
Sure.
We were going to talk about that.
Yes.
Should we do that now, or later, or what?
You have not had a lot of downtime to start building a herd.
Yeah.
You can start using the people here.
Sure.
At the Abbey. They are effectively, Andretti has built for you guys herd 1.
Okay.
At the Abbey at this point that you guys can tap into.
So a point a night, basically.
Basically, yeah. You can ablate your need to spend a point when you wake up.
Sure.
Just from the monks here at the Abbey.
I still need to recover like 10 points of blood.
Sure.
Marius has been kind of taking a little more than that.
Yeah. I know. I'm tracking how much you've been taking, and eventually you guys are going to kill some monks. But, you know, whatever. They grow on trees. By trees, I mean in women, but...
In binders.
In binders, yeah.
In binders.
It's fantastic. That picture of Obama with his head down and Clinton with his arms out as he gets on the stage, there's one of those that said, did I hear something about women in binders?
Yeah. My favorite was the most interesting man in the world. I don't always hire women, but when I do, I keep them in mind.
Stay frosty, my friends.
That's right.
I just want that to be over.
And an election to happen so we can stop hearing about this.
Yes.
Because one lizard is just as bad as the other.
Yeah. I don't know that that's true.
I don't necessarily agree with it either. I just remember that line from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. A race of people who elect lizards.
Because, oh, I remember. Yeah, it's one of my favorite passages.
sums up politics really well.
If you don't vote for your lizard, then the lizard you don't like might end up winning.
Right.
That's right.
If you would like to go out hunting that night, you can do so. You will not build a herd in a couple of nights.
Probably ought to.
Probably a good idea.
I'm terrible at this.
Invite Marius to go with you.
I'm not inviting Marius to fucking wipe my ass.
Probably a good idea. You'd do so with a sword.
It's true.
Also, you don't shit, so it'd be kind of weird.
That actually might be a reason to do it. Hey, Marius, remember, like, 50 years ago, the last time you took a shit? Why don't you wipe my ass? Just so I can remember what it's like.
I've always depended on the ass wiping of strangers.
You'll never see their hand again.
I know where it's been.
Alright. Yeah, I'll go find a fucking cow or something. I don't give a damn.
Sure. Alright. Are you going to kill the cow?
Yeah.
Alright. You can get, I think cows have like 4 blood points.
Yeah, it was 4.
Yeah, you can get 4 blood
Fantastic.
Points. Murder a cow.
I'm not brave enough to murder people yet.
Alright. Nice. He's thinking about it, but he hasn't quite got there yet.
Alright,
murder's back.
The next night,
very good.
You guys are gathered up.
Yep.
Everybody's down a blood point, but you can get a blood point back from the local herd.
Yep.
Okay. You're all put in a carriage by Andretti.
Sure.
And you were all driven to the pet shelter and put to sleep.
Bad investment.
And he gets on with his life, pretending he never had pets. you're all brought to the castle.
Who's driving the carriage?
Cristobal.
Awesome. I am going to tie my voodoo doll of Marcus to one of the wagon wheels.
You're not. Are you trying to be covert about this? You're just gonna walk up and tie it on.
Why not?
Okay. Marcus
moment.
As you're doing so, Andretti will clear his throat. Look at you. Look over at the doll. Marcus has been complaining of a skin rash. Ghouls don't get sick. Looks back at the doll. Looks back at you. And evidently yesterday he was maltreated by some of the help. After you said something about your true feelings about him.
I'm sorry, is there a point to this?
You're slowing me down, and you need to stop.
Did you have some use for a weasel?
Yes, that's why I keep him around. You'll find I find the most interesting people useful.
Fine. I take back my doll. And I put it in my back pocket so I sit down on it when we get in the carriage.
As you untie the doll, he actually holds his hand out.
Sorry, did I take a vow of poverty? I'm not allowed to own things. You can hold your hand out all night long until the sun comes up and fries us both.
Hand me the doll and don't make any more.
Of Marcus or in general?
Of Marcus. Or Cristobal. Or myself.
Okay. I give him the doll.
He perhaps clutches it tighter than he needs to. Draw your own conclusions. Places it in his robe's front pocket. Sits down. Throw it in the dirt in front of him. Somewhere else in the building. Ow! My head!
Exactly.
How much would it cost me to buy a point of crafts?
3 XP if you don't have any.
Okay, and would that let me make dolls and draw things?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can spend some XP right now and do that?
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean, fuck all specs level 4.
Like, crap! Clearly! You need to do this.
Well, now I just need to bind Marcus's tongue so he can't tell on me the next time I make a voodoo doll of him.
Clearly.
That'll only work if he knows what's happening, if he's actually accusing you.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I assume Andretti. I could just tell him. I'm making a voodoo doll of you and tormenting you.
That may be effective.
Oh. Petty vengeance.
And the three of you are whisked off along with Andretti to the castle, the northern edge of Colmar.
Put on our nice robes.
Yeah.
Gut me up a little bit.
Yep, you're all in your nice robes. You guys are let in. It's much the same. There's still the rigmarole where you're let into a room and there's men intently staring at you with halberds just sure. at the ready, and then from there you're led into another room that is as full as it was before, with the addition of one new face who Piers recognizes as the Turk. And basically Andretti says, have a seat, we'll be called. There's a general milling about, and after a few moments, Prince D'Augustine steps into the room, and everybody hushes and sits down.
Marius D'Alvarizes him.
From a distance.
I think that's level 4, right?
It is, yeah. That's true. That's level 4. You can't D'Alvarize with that, though, sadly.
Okay. But you can soften them up.
Yes.
You can pregame.
Yeah.
That's right.
Give him down to no blood points.
Sorry.
Canites of Colmar, I thank you for your attendance. I wish to make it known that the creature known as the Turk, and she gestures to the man standing in the front of the room, impeccably dressed in nice commoner's clothing, dusky skin and hair a little too blonde for how dusky his skin is, smiling at everyone, his back to the prince. Nodding to all of you. The Turk is an emissary of Prince Montenegro of Mulhouse, here to ensure peace between our two cities. As he is not a member of Clan Lasombra, he is safe from the edict against their blood in this city. You do not have to listen to anything he says, but he is an acknowledged member of are kind and should be treated with at least that courtesy. If he misbehaves, I'm sure you will let my son know right away. She turns and walks out of the room. The Turk never stops smiling and nodding, even when she's like, and you'll tell on him if he does anything bad. He just nods his head.
Nice.
She walks out of the room. The Turk immediately turns to his right, walks over to the gaggle of Toreador, and starts shaking hands. Paul comes walking up to the four of you and says, Her Majesty is awaiting you right this way. And walks the four of you into the back.
In my pocket, I twist the ankle of the doll as we're walking.
Okay. Again, no mechanical effect for this thing. So you can't actually make him trip, but you stumble a little bit. Just twinging your ankle.
I look down at my feet and test it and stop and like test my foot and keep going.
I keep walking.
The hair on the back of your neck stands up.
That's fine.
Andretti is now walking apace with you, staring at Wolfgang. Thump.
Why would he be staring at me?
Because your hand went into your pocket?
No. My hand was in my pocket the whole time.
In that case, he's probably staring at Piers.
That's true. Never mind. He's totally staring at Piers.
It's 1x current rating, or 2x current rating for skills?
Yes.
Or 2 crafts.
Many vengeance. All right. You're walked into the room. The prince is sitting in a large cushioned chair. There are couches around this room. It's well appointed. There's a couple of end tables where, in any other circumstances, there would be like tea cakes and things like that, but not here. There's a fire roaring in the fireplace, which is a suitable distance from all of you. There's a grate in front of it, and you're only slightly put off by the size of the flame before you sit down in chairs. Thank you for your attendance. I'm sure that your leader has brought you up to speed on the understanding I hope that we can come to, she says, eyes leveling on Marius. There have been 5 assaults on the mortal peoples of Colmar over the last 2 months. There's a trade route through the Black Forest from here to Stuttgart. It is a point of wealth for the city and important for its continued survival. These attacks have effectively disrupted that trade. Finished goods are no longer leaving Colmar. Furs and finished products from Stuttgart remain there, or lost in the woods. We have had 3 survivors, and at least 13 lives lost. One, a member of my own mortal family. The survivors spoke of things in the darkness, shadows that moved at night, limbs that twisted and flapped unnaturally. I believe that agents of Mulhouse are disrupting trade and making things difficult for us. I believe this emissary, this Turk, is here to gauge how much our city has been disrupted and how ripe we may be for a physical assault. I believe the prince and his demonic family and Mulhouse plan on attempting to seize praxis in my city, usurp control, and claim it as one of their own. But I cannot prove this to the other princes in the region without some evidence. My son, she looks over at Paul, who's standing by the door, essentially at attention, disagrees with my assessment and has concerns that I am taking matters too personally. I do not want to risk his well-being in the woods of the Black Forest looking into this matter. But I happen to know of a recently arrived family of individuals capable of dealing with an elder member of Clan Gangrel. If such a matter can be dealt with very little difficulty, then I imagine a few childish antics from nascent Lysandra will be no difficulty to overcome. I want any agents of Mulhouse found, staked, and brought to me as soon as possible.
If I may ask a point of clarification, you listed your kin among the dead, but my understanding was his whereabouts were unknown.
The survivors have, from their descriptions, it is unlikely that any of those lost have survived. None have returned over the past 2 months, unless they returned immediately after an attack. We have no reason to believe in any survivors. If you happen to come across Giuseppe, I would be very grateful and in a mood to reward.
We will certainly keep our eyes out, and perhaps we will have a blessing.
At the very least, his bones deserve to be laid to rest in his family's crypt. If there are no other questions.
Not at all.
Thank you. I look forward to your results. You hear the click of the door as Paul opens it.
Would you GTF up?
Andretti leverages himself up and gimps out after you.
Sure.
Y'all walk on out.
Yep.
There is some attention paid to you as you walk back out into the main room.
Sure.
Not an impolite amount of attention from the gaggle of Toreador. Hans, who's over in the corner again, is staring. Hood up, but the black hole of his sure. hood just staring at you guys as you walk.
Are we expected to file straight out, or are we supposed to socialize?
You have no idea what the social expectation in this situation is.
I watch Andretti.
Okay. Andretti is walking behind you guys, so it's difficult to follow him at this point. But as you all walk out, he kind of stops and leans heavily on his cane. Not precisely what I was expecting.
She's likely to be right. It is likely to be not difficult.
Certainly. We should start looking into some preparations. There's nearly 100 miles between here and Stuttgart. It's at least 3 days of travel by carriage. More if the woods are to be searched thoroughly.
Regent, shall I take that to mean you and...
You probably wouldn't say that in the middle of this place. How much etiquette does your character have?
2 dots.
Yeah, you can probably catch yourself.
Okay.
Remember that you guys aren't supposed to talk about internal clan hierarchy.
Okay.
Among vampires outside of your clan. Yeah.
Shall I take this to mean that you intend to accompany us?
No. I'm useless on long day trips to the woods. But I do intend to ensure that you have all the tools at your disposal for your success.
In that arsenal, could we perhaps have a loan of your ghouls?
No. They will be necessary here with the 3 of you gone. You are certainly welcome to gather your own men from the Abbey. Or anywhere else you'd like to find them.
No one else in the Abbey is as competent with their sword as Brother Christoph.
I'm sure Marius will find his way.
Marius is already coming with us. That's my assumption. But
Marius will be coming with us.
Even a horde of weaker foes can overwhelm a skilled swordsman.
You will need protection during the day. Perhaps you can speak with the sheriff for the loan of some of his militiamen.
Fine idea. Might we take the carriage?
You're asking to borrow Dan's car?
Totally.
I suppose that makes the most sense.
That's right. Go submarine racing in Dad's car.
I have a man in my service, although if he sees too much, we may need to eliminate him at the end of the day, but it should not be a problem.
If it becomes necessary, he can also be made to remember whatever we need him to, if you find value in him.
He has uses.
Then at the end of this, if it is necessary, bring him to me. We will have him reconditioned.
Can you make him less annoying?
I doubt it.
Andretti just looked at Marius.
For those of you at home, Andretti casts a quick sideways glance at Marius and sadly replies, I doubt it.
Okay. Try, he did. To no avail.
I believe that we can further discuss these preparations. Back home.
I believe now would be a proper time to socialize.
Apprentice Piers, Apprentice Wolfgang, if you wish to remain and socialize, you are more than welcome to. Apprentice Maria says, preparations to make, gear to pack. I'm sure your armor needs care.
That's not fucking to do.
Okay, just remembered.
Yes, your armor needs to be dealt with.
Well, perhaps we could make an appointment with Bridget for tomorrow evening. If and if he is willing.
So long as we can show our host's expedience, I believe it is acceptable for us to take the time we need to prepare.
I don't understand.
I don't care what preparations you make. Just make sure you are at least looking like you are making preparations and not wasting time. Is essentially what he said.
Okay.
I think perhaps we should all head back. You and I need to discuss some things.
Indeed we do. He gestures towards the door.
Actually, I take that back. If you think you can find your own way back, please do speak to the lady here for 2 days' time.
Shall we arrange a neutral meeting ground? She will not be able to pay us a visit.
Yes. Do what you think is best.
Marius is just kind of turning. He's just looking right at Bridget as you're talking.
Who is talking to this Turk guy? She seems to have noticed the four of you, but is just talking to this guy that did.
I leave it in your capabilities.
I will see it done.
Great. Ciao.
He nods.
Come along.
Marius hesitates for a second, but then comes right along.
Who needs a ghoul? I have a Marius.
Oh, I remember this thing I wanted to see if we could make Bridget do. Blood bonder. With vessel of transference.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You're left alone. Piers is left alone in the Elysium.
Okay. I amble over to Hans.
Who nods.
Just came to check customer satisfaction.
Customer satisfied.
Glad to hear it. Well, if you have no other demands of me, I have some other business to attend to.
I appreciate that you came over to double check before you looked into those other demands. He says, hood turning towards Bridget.
You are very well informed.
I just walked in.
I am going to go over and wait for her conversation with the Turk to finish. And by wait, I mean auspex the shit out of it and listen.
Okay. you can just pop your auspex up. You're not going to need to roll because there's not a lot else going on in the room. Bridget is nodding politely, and as she nods, the gaggle of people around her begin to nod, except for Myron, who at this point you can pick out. Right, he's got his arms crossed, he's got a stupid jaunty hat with a huge feather on, but he is just still staring stone-faced at this guy, and not moving at all. He is unreadable. Bridget is nodding politely as the Turk continues to talk, essentially saying, you see, I don't want to make any accusations, but part of my task here is to ensure that, I understand that people have been lost from Colmar, people have been lost from Mulhouse as well, and I'm very concerned about what moves may or may not be made in what appears to be a gathering war of princes. My goal is peace. I think all of our goals are peace. We shouldn't let a private squabble between Montenegro and D'Augustine get in the way of business. Bridget nods, says, I think you and I see eye to eye, sir. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk later, she says, looking past him at Piers. When she does so, the Turk turns around, sees you, and smiles broadly. Ah, my friend Piers, how are you this evening?
I am fine, and yourself, Mr. the Turk?
I am doing very well. It's fantastic how you pronounce my name accurately. Is there anything I can help you with this evening?
Actually, no. I was just waiting to speak with the Lady McDougal.
And who could blame you? She's far more interesting to talk to than I am. I think I will take my leave of this noble assemblage. Lords and ladies, he says, turning around to face the Toreador, it was a pleasure and deep honor meeting each and every one of you. I do so hope that we speak again in the future. He bows and flourishes, deeply bowing from the waist, before turning around and leaving. Some of the Toreador nod politely. Myron does not move. And he makes his way out of the building. As he stops at the front door, he knocks 3 times and then opens it and then steps out, closes the door behind him. Bridget is staring at the door, and after a moment, Master Piers, how can I help you this evening?
Oh, I just wish to see if you would be available 2 days hence for the...
Yes, absolutely. 2 days hence sounds fantastic. Where would you like to meet?
Well, I do not wish to send you anywhere untoward.
If my estate is acceptable, you are, whoever is a part of this particular interaction is more than welcome there.
We will need the room for a time beforehand to make preparations before your input is required.
I understand entirely. That should not be a problem. 2 days hence?
2 days.
Or she says 2 nights hence. You are getting the hairy eyeball from Myron, who is still staring at the door, like his body is still faced towards the door where the Turk left, but his eyes are rested pointedly on you.
Lord McDougal, I do not believe we have been introduced.
The only movement of his face is a slow turn of his head towards his sister? Derp.
You called him Mr. Lord McDougal. We didn't get his last name, did we?
Lord Cien.
Oh, my deepest apologies. I made an ignorant assumption.
One cannot expect perfection instantly.
But hopefully in time one may achieve it.
Are we good?
I am called Pierce of House Tremere.
I recall from your acknowledgement.
Have I given you some offense, sir?
Not yet. Do you intend to?
I would sooner die, and I somewhat suspect that is literal.
I would hate to see you at time in our city come to violence.
As would I. I am not a man of violence. I am a man of friendship. And I hope that we may create one.
Continues to stand motionless.
And I will bid you a good evening and consume no more of your time or that of the lovely Lady McDougal.
He nods almost imperceptibly.
I leave.
You get about halfway across the room, and there are a series of sharp, hushed whispers behind you.
Aspects of them.
Not laughing or anything like that.
I try to listen to them.
Okay. Give me a perception alertness as you're walking out, unless you're stopping to listen.
No.
Okay. Diff is 8, minus 1 for every dot in aspects you have.
So 5.
Having 5 aspects is awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Do you have a perception specialty that applies?
Insightful?
Nah, not so much.
Yeah.
Bridget is whispering, "That was rude. You have no reason to be rude." And then you're fairly certain it's not Myron's voice. It's got a thick German accent to it. None of your business. Stay out of it. And then a short, sharp argument occurs between her and the German individual, which ends with her saying, "Shut your filthy mouth in front of me."
Can I?
To which there is no response.
Glance over my shoulder and try to see who she's talking to?
Sure. I mean, you glance over your shoulder and immediately like, oh yeah, that guy. The dude who way stands out in this gaggle of art fag looking people. The big, tall, like broad-shouldered German guy with the chin strap beard.
Okay. Noted.
Who's looking real angry at Bridget. As you look over your shoulder, there's a moment of cold wash because Myron is still staring at you as you leave.
Weird.
And you're out.
So talk to me about blood bonds.
Sure.
We'll come to that in a minute. So the carriage ride.
Okay.
Regent.
Apprentice.
We will need you to perform a ritual, likely under less than ideal circumstances.
Need is such a strong word.
Apprentice Marius has made arrangements to have his armor repaired.
Norris is just looking out the window or whatever it is.
Yeah, and there's a window.
Yeah.
It shutters from the inside, but it's open because it's nighttime.
Yeah. Marius, would you please tell the regent of your arrangement?
Sure. The lady, Bridget, has offered to repair the armor for me. She, at the time, I was offering services for the house, of course, which I am no longer allowed to do, of course.
I understand.
She was wondering if, for the repair of the armor and for the duration of my undead life, I believe, that she would make repairs for me, for my armor, and she even offered the sword, the cost being, a ward against kindred on her belt knife. I told her that it would cost 4 points of her blood. And then he goes back to looking out the window.
Tell him the rest.
What part?
What was her condition for giving you that blood?
Oh, yeah, she wants to be able to watch the process of us casting it.
And what...
Did I say?
No, what will happen when just a pint of her blood or less is consumed in the course of the ritual? And you just hand the rest of the vitae back to her?
Well, I was hoping not. I was hoping that we could come up with some way to hold on to it in case we need it at a later time. You never know.
Which, as it turns out, Brother Piers and I have concern.
Oh?
We believe that with...
Morris is a little upset about having to go back in the carriage, by the way. Yeah, he's very pouty right now.
I'm sure. Okay.
Just let you know all this was in, like, pouty or whatever.
Wolfgang is out of fucks to give.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know.
You are on his last nerve. Which is pretty good.
That's why his ankle
hurts. I'm not certain that vampires have a nervous system.
Not one that they use.
Is your hand still in your pocket, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just crushing his head.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
Next time, can you make me with a tongue so I can pull on the tongue? Pierce and I believe that through a bit of sleight of hand, we are still devising a specific mechanism that we could, in fact, mix our own blood into the ritual such that the ward would be ineffective against most of us. In this way, we would be seen to be consuming the correct amount of blood. Buy ourselves a little insurance. And profit with an amount of blood. If we cannot devise such a mechanism, we will simply out Marius for the fool that he is. Tell her that he was mistaken about the requirements of the ritual. And ask for the correct amount of blood.
You'll report back to me after you and Piers have come up with a plan.
Indeed.
Very good.
Would you perform the ritual or prepare me a scroll?
Since this will require some chicanery on your parts, I will not get in the way. I'll have your scroll prepared.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Stop by later this evening.
Indeed. Wolfgang smiles.
Marius just keeps looking out the window, watching.
The rest of the ride passes.
Alright, rest of the ride passes in silence.
I have been having some pains in my wounds as well. This kind of says it to the region.
Fascinating.
Yes. It didn't happen last time, but these wounds seem to be different. Like, they periodically just cause pain and itching. Very odd.
Perhaps the healing process the second time is worse.
That's what I was thinking.
It certainly was for me.
How did you deal with it? With the itching and pain, of course.
I ignored it.
Ah.
I should think a soldier such as you understands that pain is weakness leaving the body.
Yes.
Transitory in nature.
It is. Mari starts getting like a deep thinking look on him.
Whoa! I know Kung Fu! And he goes back to looking out the window.
Yeah.
His hand resting on his bad leg, vaguely massaging it. You guys arrive back at the chantry.
Yep.
He wanders off to his rooms.
What do I do? I guess I'll go upstairs and just keep working on whatever ritual I'm working on.
Whichever one you're trying to master right now.
I probably have a couple of weeks into it at this point.
Okay.
So, talk to me about blood bonds?
Sure.
3 points of blood?
Over 3 nights.
And it has to be over 3 nights?
Correct. You can't do all 3 in a single evening. Basically, you put a point of blood in them, and then they have to go through a period of day sleep to ingest it all the way.
Okay.
And then you can put another one in, and they ingest it. But it's any quantity of blood, basically. You need more than a fleck, but less than a full point to make it work.
And what's the spacing apart? Does it have to be 3 subsequent nights?
It just any 3 nights. It could be 100 years apart, in theory.
Okay. Well, we can always one-point blood bonder right now.
Right.
As part of this ritual, you have to touch that thing.
Right.
Might as well.
Zip, you have to touch this thing.
It is full of blood.
So the one-point just makes
makes her inclined
to like us.
Right? A single-point blood bond has no mechanical effect, but emotionally, the subject is more inclined to like the person they're blood-bound to. They tend to be thinking about them more often.
Sure.
A little bit of fascination, not quite a crush.
Gotcha.
Yeah. As part of every Tremere ritual we do for you, you need to touch this thing.
No, further back. There you go.
We'll be back tomorrow. To do the next part of the ritual.
So, easy enough.
Absolutely. Any opportunity.
It's very exciting.
Now the question is, how do I make it pure as blood? I suppose if I discreetly touch it beforehand, but then I'm going to end up blood bonding myself to whoever put their blood in initially. Conundrum.
Worth it? Not worth it?
The circle of vamp.
Later on into the evening, it's... Yeah, that's true. Well, it could be a circle.
It could
be. Eventually. As the evening gets on to early morning, Marcus comes upstairs. He's got a puppet. A little poppet in his hand. Looks vaguely like him.
Sure.
Looks put out.
Yeah.
Less than pleased.
Sure.
Walks up to you. The regent will see you now.
Very good. Thank you.
Turns around and walks it.
Oh, Marcus.
Yes.
You seem distraught.
I'm fine, sir.
Very good. I go downstairs and I knock on the regent's door.
Okay. Walks down behind you, just sits in one of the benches in the hallway,
sure,
staring at Pierce's door. You are bid enter. Cristobal excuses himself as you walk in.
Sure.
Have a seat, Princess.
I sit.
Apprentice Marius.
Yes.
How much do you know of our war with the Shaughnessy?
Not much. Well, not much he would know. Seems actually like a thing he probably has studied.
There was a big war. For a while it looked like the Tremere, who had just come into existence, were about to be wiped out.
Yeah.
And then they were like, wait, screw this fight guys with swords nonsense.
Yeah, right.
Fireball!
Yeah, right. So about that.
Our first act as an organized clan was to crush this ancient and noble clan, break them like a rock breaks the waves.
Certainly.
Their strength was in their blood, not just the age of their elders. They had a way with blood bonds that we don't quite understand. They are a delicate matter. You blood bond one servant, and they wish to treat you like a lover. You blood bond another, and they treat you like a father. You blood bond another, and they simply lose their mind in an obsession to you. Not so for the Shaughnessy. They can control their bonds. We don't know how, and no amount of cajoling shared their secret. It is an aspect of their blood, I suppose. But not only do they control their blood, they control their mortal lines, much as D'Augustine seems to. They are vested in the lands beyond the forest and into the mountains. For untold mortal generations, they have bred humans as we bred livestock. Marius was gathered as one of a number of their breeding programs.
They bred foolishness.
They bred a singular purpose. And it was not tactical acumen. Whatever he may currently remember of his mortal life, there are details best left forgotten. My concern is that the behavior we have begun to see from him is that lineage showing itself through. This is not a matter for him to be aware of, nor for peers.
Certainly. How has this been suppressed?
The memories were taken from him and altered. He knows that he comes from a dying noble line. He knows that he had been sent forth on a crusade. The details of where he was sent, where he came from, and who his family is have been altered to best suit our needs.
Certainly.
I thought it best to keep him for observation and eventual breeding. I was told he is part of a greater experiment, and I will follow my orders. But if he becomes a liability, if that ancient bond and that sickly blood that he has inherited continue to show themselves through, something may need to happen.
Certainly. To what end was he originally bred?
To war. To kill our kind.
Seems rather like sleeping with the snake.
Except, by Lord Celestine's own word, he is our snake. By my blood in his veins, he is my snake. And by the blood of the chalice that he has drank from twice, he is all of our snake. For good or for ill, he must be fed mice.
I see. I will stay observant. I have given him some rather clear and direct orders.
He is a willful creature.
So I've noticed.
Bringing him to seek your guidance as opposed to respond to your orders might be less difficult for you in the long run. I say this understanding that in 50 years I have been unable to navigate a way to have him seek guidance that does not result in pain.
I understand. And I will endeavor to do so. In the immediate term, however, when leading is severe, it must be staunched, which I have done. I hope. I will endeavor to better seal the wound in the future.
Very good. You'll have your scroll tomorrow.
Thank you.
I would like to review this plan of yours before it is enacted.
Indeed.
In the meantime, I will begin to prepare some stones for your sustenance
on your trip.
If there is anything else that you require, let me know. I understand that my time is finite. There's only so many rituals that can be crafted.
Certainly.
I'd like to see you leave before next Sunday.
I see no reason why we would not be able to.
Very good.
GTFO.
All right. You walk out, Cristobal and Marcus are both sitting, staring at Pierce's door.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Awesome. I go knock on Pierce's door.
Have I actually gotten back yet?
Yeah, this is hours later.
All right. I open my door.
Close the doors. May I come in?
Absolutely.
I come in. I close the door.
Okay. Are there ghouls staring at my room?
That is, in fact, what I came to tell you.
Okay.
Brother Marcus, when he came to gather me for the regent earlier, was holding the poppet of himself. And has been staring at your door every moment that did not involve walking down the hallway to lead me to the regent's door.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You should understand that.
I merely wanted to make you aware.
I am going to open my door. Marcus, will you join us?
The hallway is empty.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I go find Marcus. This shit is on now.
Where do you go?
It's a hallway. He was there 15 seconds ago. I look one direction and I look the other.
He is not in the hallway. He's already in your room.
It's coming from inside the house.
I knock on Andretti's door.
Marcus answers the door. Yes. How can I help you, apprentice?
I believe that you have something to say to me. But that was my impression from the intense gaze you were giving at my door.
I was merely reflecting how much honored, Master, that I am truly blessed with the ability to continue to shepherd your body through the cold, bright day.
Days are warm. They have a big ball of fire.
It's been getting... I suppose it has been nice and warm. I'm sorry, was there anything else, sir?
I do believe you do so under orders from Andretti.
He looks back to Andretti, who's writing something. Of course, sir.
It is my understanding that you have come into possession of something that belongs to me.
I was told by my master that it belongs to me now.
Do you have some use for it? Oh, because yes. I do.
I have a number of uses for it, sir. From the desk. This matter is resolved, apprentice.
This matter has only just begun, Master. Because your friend has escalated it with threats against me in the daytime.
Do come in, apprentice.
Apprentice Wolfgang, would you like to join me in this? I think perhaps an independent witness.
I have studies to attend to.
Of course you do.
Go to the fucking room.
I don't.
The door is closed. As the door closes, Marcus is looking out at you. He's got a huge grin on his face. Clink! Cristobal is in the corner of the room, oiling his sword, wiping it down.
As I walk up the stairs, I poke the chest of Marius' doll.
Now!
I'm in my room. You said about an hour before dawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in there casting.
Yeah.
I ignore the pain.
What are you casting?
Darkness. Everyone.
Defense of the
Sacred. Oh, Defense of the Sacred. Right.
Yeah, I do that every night. An hour before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in there. He sets the Bloodstone for our appointment.
That's doing tomorrow. His thing now. He doesn't have to do anything. Yeah, it's just steeping for 3 days. Andretti leverages himself up and sets the quill down. This is over because I say it is over. Whatever words come out of my servant's mouth, do you truly expect any harm to come to you during the day?
Surely you recognize, Master, that words have power.
I would think so, but how many times have I told you that this matter is finished? Clearly words are just hot air on the wind to you, apprentice.
I will not tolerate being threatened by the help.
And I will not tolerate you harassing my help. You have jobs to do.
pecking at him is unseemly and beneath you.
I was doing my job until he began haunting my footsteps every night.
Is he still haunting your footsteps?
No.
Then the matter is resolved.
Which is to say, I have achieved results.
I will not tolerate any further assaults or childish games with him. If he causes you a problem, you will discuss it with me, and I will see him punished.
Oh, that's right. You only tolerate the draining of other vampires.
How do you see this ending, Apprentice? What result do you expect from this confrontation?
I expect to rip a tuft of hair out of Marcus's head.
Do you?
Yes.
So you may bind his tongue?
That is the short of it.
So that you may continue to assault him, and he be unable to report in on the matter.
I prefer the word tattle, but yes.
This is awesome.
Lucio, there's a horrible squawking from under the bed. The thing drags itself out. The bowl, please. And runs back under the bed and comes out dragging a shallow dish. Take it to the apprentice. This horrible thing, drawing labored breath, drags this thing. It is perhaps Smurf height. Drags this thing across the room, pushes it in front of you. Apprentice peers. Bleed into the bowl.
You intend to bind me.
Apprentice peers. Bleed into the bowl.
I achieve results.
Watch this result.
Repeats himself.
This time with eyes. Dominate. Yeah.
And you find yourself bleeding into the bowl.
Okay. So I bleed into the bowl. I have no choice.
You are dominated to bleed into the bowl. He gives you a command.
Okay, fantastic. As soon as I'm done bleeding and being dominated, I kick over the bowl.
Nice.
And then I start running.
The horrible thing squawks as the blood washes over it. As you make your way towards the door, Marcus is standing in front of it. He's not bodily holding himself against it, but he's standing between you and the door, staring at you. Not like, in fact, no expression, just kind of shock on his face.
How much blood do I have to spend? I want to jam up my strength and dex, grab Marcus by the hair, and just pull him out of the way and take a piece of his scalp with
me. Oh, jeez. This is awesome.
I mean, you just need one success on a strength brawl check to pull a chunk of hair out of somebody.
You know, if you wanted to play Gamma World this bad.
I am reacting to how I feel pure.
No. Like, it's fantastic.
He's just shy of
a
frenzy.
I was just being a smartass. This is amazing.
I am going to dump 2 points into strength and 2 into dex.
Well, you've got a turn. You've got 3 points that you can spend in a turn.
All right, I guess 2 in strength, 1 in dex.
Okay.
And I want to basically throw Marcus out of the way
and hang on to a tuft of hair.
Okay. Make me a strength plus brawl to attempt to grab onto him. Where did I put it? And he is going to attempt to dodge out of the way. He finds this a terrifying endeavor to reach towards him.
2 successes. I'm assuming the dip is 6.
It is. He matches your successes, canceling them, and dodges his head.
Okay. Is he out of my way?
He is out of your way.
Do any of us else hear this commotion? Because I'm right across the
You hear it when the door flies open and bangs against the wall.
When I kick this door down.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
I'm going to react if I can.
The thing.
I'm in the library.
Yeah.
Fuck all you heathens.
Kinda.
To be fair, you're probably only 30 seconds down the hall. I mean.
Well, he's upstairs.
No, you guys argued for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right across the hall from the Regents, if I remember right. My room is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm asking, since I'm in there casting my ritual.
Alright, roll perception subterfuge. And I will let you know what your diff is, so just roll it out and hold it.
What am I doing?
Power is being used on you and you are resisting it.
And it's perception subterfuge?
Yep.
I'll spend the willpower on it. What's my difficulty?
I'll tell you on that.
You just roll the dice, I won't know the difficulty until I roll these.
That is...
Okay.
That's not bad.
Well, I have really good perception and subterfuge.
Yeah.
Seven is your difficulty.
Two, three, four, five... Six successes.
Six successes. Okay, you feel a wash of contradictory emotions and ideas running through your head, and you barely manage to keep yourself from turning on heel and running back into the room. But you keep yourself from doing so and continue to run.
Okay, speed is based off dex, right?
Yeah, dex plus athletics.
Alright, if it's another turn, I'm dumping three more blood points into my dex.
Okay.
Let me know when I can get into this.
Sure. You can get in at this point, you can open your door.
Yeah, so I'm going to open my door, and where's he at? He's running out?
Running past.
Faster than Pierce should be able to go, by any right.
Okay.
Not supernaturally fast.
Sure, sure. So I grab my sword, and I go check on the regent.
So the door to the regent's room is open,
yeah.
And he's standing there with his hands on his cane, staring out at Pierce, who is running. Cristobal is standing behind the regent with his sword in his hand, looking at the regent, who is not moving.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm grabbing my sword, and I'm assessing the situation this turn. That's what I'm doing. Like, what's going on?
Where's Pierce going?
Out of the fucking abbey.
Okay. You are not being chased.
Okay. I'm still going out of the fucking abbey.
Sure. Where are you going? You're away. You have fair escape. You're no longer in combat rounds.
I go to the Pig and Whistle.
Okay. You head to the Pig and Whistle.
Is Muldoon there?
Yeah, totally. He's playing dice with some guys, and when you get up, he just pushes his money over them and walks over to you. Hey, boss.
This is absolutely very important.
Okay.
We need a place that I can go and rest for the day, and you need to watch over me all day.
Sure. You feeling sick?
It is extremely complicated, and we do not have much time. We need a place that...
Come with me.
Okay.
He walks you out. As you guys leave, his demeanor changes entirely. Like, he's very just like, yeah, come with me. And you guys walk out. As soon as you get outside, his hackles go up, his hand is resting on the long knife that he keeps at his belt, and he is, like, owling around.
Good.
Just radar looking around.
Or some more demon bears.
Aren't you glad you didn't destroy him?
This way, boss.
Absolutely.
You guys walk for an hour.
Okay.
The sun is starting to come up. You're starting to get
fatigued. Are we there yet? We really need to be hurrying.
Yeah, it's right over here. You guys have walked out of town out into the farmlands, and you're walking through an overgrown fallow field, and there is a rundown farmhouse. And he gestures you in. You walk in through the front door. Give me a... let me double check the rollers. You walk in.
I have sunlight.
As the sun breaches the horizon, you're inside. You're safe from the sunlight, but I want to see if you just pass out right there on the floor.
I can provide him further instructions.
Correct.
How sound does the construction have to be?
This is not Buffy. Indirect sunlight is still sunlight. You burn. Yeah, you still burn.
So all the cracks in the roof and...
Yeah. Like, ideally, I want to get down to the basement with a thick quilt over me.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
At 6 feet of dirt. Like,
you'll be fine.
You won't be fine. I know. Thanks.
Well, too late. 262.
Sometimes it's better to burn brightly and quickly.
Like I said, no plot ever survives interacting with the players, but I love it. Fuck you, White Wolf. 262 years.
It's on page 837.
Alright.
In book four.
Humanity roll.
Oh. Okay.
Difficulty of 8.
Can I spend willpower on this?
Yes.
I do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Good call.
Well, my willpower,
okay,
is a thing.
All right. So, you are awake for the round for the next 15 seconds. Essentially, you manage to shrug off sleep long enough to stumble into this place. And he gets, as you get inside, he's about to like, looks like he's gonna like say something snarky and present this place to you, but sees the look on your face.
Shut the hell up.
Wrong.
Get me into the basement. No sunlight. If anyone comes for me, kill them.
Make me another humanity roll.
Hey, 3 successes.
Nice.
All right, sweet. Yeah, you managed to stay like awake long enough for him to pop open the entrance to the cellar, which was hidden underneath like some crap. He's like, how'd you know this place had a cellar?
I hoped. I jumped into the cellar.
What's wrong as you jump in as he climbs down after you? Who am I killing? What's happening?
The people you met before. Any one of them might be possessed. They might have supernatural strength and they might be coming for me. The light cannot touch me. Very important. I'll explain in the evening.
Do you let yourself sleep?
Bam. Yeah.
I'll explain in the evening.
Is it dark in here?
It is dark. It is musty. It is wet. It's bare earth.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I just base plant.
Bam! As your senses snap off, you hear one last buzz. And I guess we'll call it there for the night.
That's awesome.